Chi High Softball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Cook Chiropractic Center, the Chippewa Manor, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, Grace Home Respiratory, Hy-Vee, by Lakeland University, Northwestern Bank, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, Provea Health, Quality Propane and Quality Fuels, Royal Credit Union, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, and by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
W-O-G-O, go Cards, your sports station.
Alongside Tammy Sloviak, behind the fence, behind home plates, in Plover, Wisconsin, at this wonderful sports complex, as we get set to bring you this girls' Division I sectional semifinal, Chi High and Stevens Point. And Tammy, the two squads met one time this season. Check the date. It was May 13th, so 17 days ago at the Chippewa Falls Tournament, game one of three that day, and the Cardinals only lost, losing to Point 3-2.
That's right. I noticed that this morning, too, when I was looking things over, and, you know, a lot of the games that these teams didn't come out with enough runs, Chippewa in this case, was they were all close. So this being a 3-2 game a few days ago, really, doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right, and I think we talk about all the elements of the high school softball program, and you said last time before the regional final went over New Richmond on Thursday, Chai's hitting really stands out, that average around 308 or so. And for Stevens Point, what stands out for them, don't be fooled by a 17-10 record, because their run differential, 93 more runs scored than they allowed.
Right. It is a little deceiving when you look at, in fact, I looked twice.
Chai's is about 30-some.
Right. I looked twice at the record of Stevens Point because they have such a great tradition in Point. And I looked and looked again at their overall record. And they took second in their conference this year. And, again, once playoffs start, nothing like that matters.
Right.
It's who shows up now. It's a whole new season. As they know, they've made it, you know, into the sectional here, as has Chi High, and here we go.
Yeah, so Lakin McKeithren, the junior pitcher for Chi High, against Marin Savageau, also a junior hurler for Stevens Point. So as was the case last Thursday from Casper Park, where Caleb Swenson is calling McDonald action against Athens today on Max TV. We've got the doubleheader going on today with us on the radio here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. And looking set again, my apologies for not getting the podcast of that win up earlier, but it is posted now, and you can access that either now or at a later date with the win over New Richmond. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of two coaches conversations. Tom Droner, a point later. Jared Faraday of Chi High. It's the Cards and Stevens Point for the right to go to the sectional final on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Hy-Vee's Bakery is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Delicious gourmet treats, artisan bread baked fresh every day, and the perfect pairings for your summer meals, like fresh-made buns, rolls, garlic bread, cornbread, and more. And if you need a show-stopping cake for that graduation party, wedding, or any other celebration, Hy-Vee's award-winning cake decorators and bakery pros have you covered. The Bakery at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A bit of a breeze and a lot of sunshine and warmth here in Stevens Point. Actually, Plover, Wisconsin, we get ready for this girls' Division I sectional semifinal. And Coach Stroner, a good season for your club. Nice to be hosting today.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. Like playing at home, so we get an opportunity to kind of do our thing today at home.
Talk to people about your season. I mean, 17-10, but that overwhelming run differential of 93. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what their run differential is, to be honest with you. You know, we got a nice team. We're really, really young. So we can beat anybody, and we can also lose to anybody. It's kind of interesting. But I'm really proud of where we're at, and I'm hoping that, you know, we'll come out and play good, hard, smash softball today.
So nice shutout win for Savage O and your girls here just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, we came out and got to play at home in front of our crowd, and we played really well. And hopefully, you know, today we'll kind of play that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Very close game. Best I can see, you guys, you and Chahai only scored off one time all year, 3-2, your advantage. So a tight contest.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. Every time we play those guys, it's always a great game. We've had a lot of matches over the years, and I'll tell you, they've all been great games. So I don't think today's going to be anything different.
Tell us a little bit about your pitcher.
Well, she's got pretty good command of the strike zone, and you know, she'll pound it a little bit, and hopefully we'll be able to play a little defense behind her.
And your girl's not unfamiliar with McKeithrin.
No, we've played these guys a ton over the last few years. I think three times in the last few years, so we saw her at least twice. So it is what it is, man. It's about you know, getting the job done now. It's not really worrying about them. It's more about us as far as we're concerned.
Coach, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks.
Head coach Tom Droner of Stevens Point back with the Cards head coach in a moment on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Start the countdown pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. And co-head coach Jared Faraday with us now. Coach, nice win the other day, 8-4. Had the Memorial Day holiday weekend, and here we are in Stevens Point against the always tough Point Squad.
Yeah, you know, exciting. Like we told the kids after the game in Urchin, you've earned the right to, you know, play in a great environment and against another quality program here that we've seen an awful lot of over the years as coaches. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the kids maybe not as much, but as coaches we've played each other an awful lot. Mm-hmm. And we're excited for the opportunity.
Your co-head coach, Chelsea Rosen, I can remember back when she was in high school and even before. I mean, this rivalry, Chippewa Falls and Stevens Point, it just doesn't get old. It's just, these two elite programs just continue to battle.
Yeah, and, you know, that's right. We've played each other at state an awful lot. And then once we got in the same sectional, we've faced off in the sectionals an awful lot as well between the championships and this year the semis. So, yeah, great program. We have a ton of respect for them and everything that they do, and we know it's going to be a battle every time.
Junior versus junior again on the mound. Savageau for a point. What do you know about her?
Solid pitcher. She threw against us the first game. You know, their program is built an awful lot like us. You know, depth, quality players that have played a lot of softball in their life, and they take care of things defensively. They run base as well. You know, typically they're not going to beat themselves, and that's a sign of a really good team and program, and it's something that we've, you know, also tried to do over the years.
What did you see in the regional that you say that you guys have to do even better to win today?
Well, I mean, it comes down to, you know, anytime you're playing a good team, I mean, obviously, you know, errors can be a big factor, but then kind of assuming that hopefully you play good defense, it's going to come down to those big two-out hits with runners in scoring position. And, you know, really, usually whatever team comes through with those is in pretty good shape.
McKeithren and the girls ready to go?
I think so, yeah. We had a good couple days of practice here. And like I said, we have a veteran type of group here that has played a lot of softball, and I think they're just excited to see what we can do.
All right, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
Head coach Jared Faraday getting ready for this one as it's Cards and Stevens Point. We got it for you coming next on WOGO Sports.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald's softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with Natural Health Conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit chippewamanor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs. And we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Mark Halverson, Tammy Sloviak from the Wyack Sports Complex in Plover. As we get set to bring you Chi-Hi and Stevens Point, obviously the Cards will be leading off, and it'll be shortstop. Number 5, McKenna Johnston, batting second and playing center field. Number 7, Paige Steinmetz, hitting third. At catcher, number 16, Madison Baker. The cleanup hitter, number 10, the third baseman, Madison Bauer. And we hope it'll extend that far. Again, batting fifth, designated player, number 9, Cameron Felstad. Batting sixth, number 13, the left fielder, Basha Olson. Batting seventh, the freshman, number 17, the first baseman, Lauren Shepard. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 14, Michael Burrow. And hitting ninth, kind of the second leadoff hitter. She's so solid. Number 1, right fielder, Olivia Sanborn. For Stevens Point, defensively, they go with... The junior, Marin Savageau at pitcher, number 44. Number 11, the catcher, Addie Pesky, is catching. Number 1 is at first, Delilah Abundis. The second baseman, number 23, Micah Keller. At shortstop, number 13, Caitlin Kleismith. She's one of their best hitters. And at third base, number 5, Riley Paczynski. In left field, number 22, Aubrey Itzen. In center field for Stevens Point, number 19, Morgan Groshek. And in right field, number 41, Jordan Roth. And Tammy Slovak, we're about ready to go.
Yes, we are. It's a beautiful day for a ball game.
Thanks to Dawson Halverson manning the controls back in our WOGO studios, fresh off his two-week vacation, so he should be rested and ready to go, I guess. All right, we've got the first pitch, and it's a called strike, 0-1. Number 44, Savageau on the hill. Junior versus junior, just like in the game the other day. McKenna Johnston, the shortstop, hitting from the left side. And this one a little lower, taps it towards short. Grounded throw across the diamond in time. Good play there by Kleismith to get out number one. So score at 6-3 on the out. But again, contact on the second pitch. So. And Paige Steinmetz had a good at-bat the other day, especially the three RBIs coming in the second inning as the Cards went on to that 8-4 win over New Richmond. Hitting from the right side now, the Cardinals center fielder.
Steinmetz was all or nothing the other day. She had, ended up batting 500, and she had like four RBIs, so
right.
Not a bad night.
And there's a ball missing, 1-0 outside to Steinmetz. Up out to the third baseman for Steinmetz. And both batters have hit the second pitch, Tammy.
Well, we know that they're going to expect good control from Savageau, so they know that they're, you know, they don't want him to get down in the count so she can play around with them. So I think they're pretty disciplined in knowing what they're looking for here.
Both of these teams, solid defense behind them. And there's a ball low. 1-0. Madison Baker now hitting from the right side, the catcher for your Cardinals. Just underway from Plover. Girls Division 1 sectional semifinal. McDonald action to McDonald TV, and ball misses 2-0. Max winners the other day, 10-0 over Emmanuel Lutheran, taking on Athens today, a very fine Athens club in the Division 5 sectional semifinal. 2-0 now to the number three hitter, Madison Baker. The first two batters hit the second pitch. Kind of a light occasional win today. A 2-0 pitch, and she looks at a called strike one, 2-1. Baker with the bat on the shoulder there, Tammy.
Yeah, I kind of was wondering if she might not wait to see a strike after those first two pitches, and that one probably could have gone either way. It might have caught the inside corner on that pitch. So
more
now
hittable.
She's ready to roll.
Open stance for Baker, the catcher. From the right side, the pitch, called strike two. 2-2 to Baker with Madison Bauer on deck, who had that first inning homer on Thursday. Love to get a runner on for Madison and Madison here. 2-2 pitch now from Savageau. She sets, and here it is. And a smack, and it's off of the foot of the shortstop and into left field, and hitter error. What do you think?
You know, that would have been a tough play. She was going for her backhand, and she got her foot in the way before her glove came down. So
right.
Had she fielded that, I'm not so sure
You're
she
right.
would have gotten the out.
So we're going to call it a single, at least on our vantage point, and the pinch runner into the game for the Cards. It's like number six for Chippewa Falls, and that is Addison Frenette.
Addie's a senior and does a fair amount of pinch running, and sometimes we see her in the outfield.
And it brings up Madison Bauer, who we said had that first inning homer on Thursday, and she's the big home run stick for the Cards.
They'll be pretty careful around her with two outs and a runner on. They're going to be careful with Bauer here.
And here we go. First one, and there's a strike right down Main Street. 0-1 from Savageau. It's the right-handed hitting Bauer with Addie Frenette, the pinch runner at first. Top half of the first inning. No score. Stevens Point and Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and Tammy Sloviak. The 0-1 pitch, and there's a ball high. 1-1.
Taking a look down at first base there and kind of threatening to throw, but nothing going down there yet. For the leadoff, for Baker down there leading off.
Or Frenette, right? Yeah, Madison.
Or Frenette, yes, thank you.
Madison Bauer now with a 1-1 count from Savageau, the junior. Here she comes. There's a called strike two, 1-2. So two strikes looking to Madison Bauer, the big power hitter for the Cardinals, with a runner aboard just underway from Plover. Sectional semifinal Tuesday, just after the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Savageau readies the 1-2 pitch. Here it is. And this one a little low, a liner to right field, and going over and making the catch is Jordan Roth. So the Cards strand a runner through half an inning from Plover. Our score, Chahai nothing. Stevens Point coming up on WHL Sports.
We're through one half. Chippewa Falls, 0 SPAC.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Mark Howerson and Tammy Slobiak, bottom half of the first inning. And let's get that Stevens Point batting order for you against the Cardinals pitcher, Lakin McKeithren. For Stevens Point, batting leadoff, the shortstop, number 13, Caitlin Kleismith. Batting second, the second baseman, number 23, Micah Keller. And batting third, the third baseman, Riley Pachinski. That's where we'll stop for now for the Cardinal defense. McKeithren pitching, Madison Baker catching, Lauren Shepard at first, Michael Burrow is at second. Meanwhile, the Cardinals at shortstop, McKenna Johnston, also at third, Madison Bauer, Basia Olson in left, Paige Steinmetz in center, and Olivia Sanborn in right. And here's the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Kleismith. And this one smacked pretty well to right field, but it's measured well by Sanborn for out number one. Well, good contact in the first pitch, but right to Sanborn.
Aggressive at the bat right away, but Sanborn hardly had to move out there.
Yeah. After being in the press box the other day at Casper, we're here in right behind home plate here today as the flyout to right field for Kleismith brings up Keller, the second baseman, also hitting from the left side for Stevens Point. The pitch. Ball high, 1-0. From Lakin McKeithren. What did you think about Lakin's performance the other day? Good control, right?
She did have good control. She, you know, I guess I never looked at the end. She didn't walk many.
Maybe one, but
that's
yeah,
what I was
bad.
Thinking.
And this is a little check swing into deep infield, and it's going to be caught by Johnston for out number two. So just a couple of pitches and two outs here for Stevens Point. And it brings up Riley Pachinski, the third baseman. She plays the number five spot, and she wears number five, hitting from the right side. Lakin McKeithren as the walk-up music continues, and there's a called strike at the knees, 0-1. How did you, as a man, we were talking about when you manage, like 06, 07, but how do you like the strike zone? And do you find that it varies ump to ump? Tell me after the pitch. Here it is. There's a called strike, too low. Again, McKeithren liking the strike zone as the home plate umpire, which seems to be kind of low.
It does. He's got a pretty big strike zone. To answer your question, we would always ask players, do you know what the strike zone is?
Yeah.
And hold on, I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Okay. There's a ball low in the dirt, but gobbled up there. Good job by Baker, 1-2.
So we would always tell them, let them guess, and they'd say, you know, letters to knees.
Yeah.
And in the end, finally, somebody would say whatever the ump says it is.
Yeah, right.
And that
right.
was the best answer.
There you go. 1-2 pitch, swinging, strike three to Pachinski. That one was upstairs. You gotta love the way McKeithren went low, low, high for the strikeout. Through one from Plover, it's scoreless. Stevens Point and Chi High, the girls' Division One sectional semifinal at WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
It was a great inning.
Yeah.
For her.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP.
online at ghr-ec.com.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Mark Alverson, Tammy Slobiak back from Stevens Point in the Wyack Sports Complex in Plover as the top half of the second inning now. The Cards come with the 5-6 hitters. Cameron Felstad, the designated player, hitting in place of the pitcher McKeithren. Beja Olson, the left fielder, and Lauren Shepard, the freshman first baseman. 5-6 and 7 hitters after the Cards did get a single from Madison Baker in that first inning.
Cameron Felstead is one of the three players that have a 4.0 on this team, and she just graduated Friday night. So that's a pretty great accomplishment.
A lot of rave reviews for that drive-in graduation. As ball missing for Savageau. 1-0 to Felstead leading off here. Talked to her grandpa before the game. He was pumped up. He was telling me, though, he thought she was going to hit ninth. So I thought, hey, wait till he sees this. There's a ball low. 2-0 now to Felstead. Make it 1-1. 1-1 for Felstead. What do we have for her average on the season?
382 for the regular season.
Yep. There's a call. Strike two to Felstead. Getting the outside corner from Savageau. So now behind it, 1-2. Cameron Felstead, designated player, hitting from the right side. Leading off the top half of the second. Scoreless game. The pitch. Called strike three. So she goes down looking. First strikeout of the day for Savageau, and it brings up Beja Olson, the left fielder. Hitting from the right side as well.
These players will get to know the strike zone of this umpire. He's letting them make it swing the bat.
Well, two good hitting teams, and so that advantage pitcher there, and strike one to Olson, right?
I mean, correct. So it'll be good for them to, sometimes it takes one time through the lineup and they get, not only are they getting to know the pitcher, but they are getting to know how the umpire is going to be calling things. And he's consistent.
The 0-1 pitch to Olson, swing and a miss, strike two to Beja. Mark Alverson, Tammy Slobiak on the call here on WOGO Sports. Also McDonald TV, Caleb Swenson and company calling the Max and Athens. Check that out on Max TV as well. And this one smacked foul. First base side, not a play as the count stays 0-2, but Olson protecting the plate there. Chelsea Rosenau over at third base. And Shelly Miller, our longtime assistant at first base for the Cards. Off speed pitch by the pitcher, gloved over there by second base, throw over to first in time for the out. Micah Keller, the second baseman, good job defensively on the 4-3 putout.
She did a nice job keeping her head on it when the pitcher stabs for it like that. It's hard to lose track of the ball.
Right. You almost hoped that the pitcher would maybe hit it or something.
Right, deflect it a little bit.
And it brings up Lauren Shepard, the freshman. But we were so impressed with her in the game on Thursday, that regional final win over to Richmond, and she looks at strike one.
Lauren actually made a very key high grab with runners on to get to catch a line drive, and that was actually a pretty big key part of the game.
And 0-1 pitch now to the freshman Shepard, off-speed pitch, and misses 1-1. Shepard also from the right side here. The number 7 hitter for the Cardinals. Scoreless game, top of the second from Plover. The Wyack Sports Complex, beautiful facility. Boy, the fields go on and on. There's a called strike two on the inside corner, 1-2 to Shepard. Said she was playing at least like a sophomore, not like an upperclassman. She had some good solid contact and some hits. Hoping for that here today. 1-2 pitch, here it is. Going outside, missing 2-2.
The discipline. Yes, she's, you know, as a freshman, she doesn't play that way. She's second in runs batted in, again, in the regular season is what I have for numbers. And
yeah.
First in home runs at that time, which Bauer may have surpassed her now, but with 21 runs batted in.
Very impressive. The pitch to Shepherd, grounder, shortstop, multiple hopper, gloved over there, throw over in time, safe. She beat it out. Shepherd beats out the throw from Kleismith. And again, it was one of those three-hop grounders, made it tough for Kleismith, but infield single for Shepherd.
Yep, it didn't snap off the bat, so the shortstop needed to kind of come up on that, giving Shepherd time to hustle down. And
two-out hits, two-out singles for the Cards in both innings now. And it brings up the number 8 hitter, Michael Burrow, the second baseman. And she had an RBI the other day as well. Burrow now. Looks at a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Cards, a lot of looking so far. But again, just looking and learning, I guess.
Right.
Learning that strike zone.
Burrow has the ability to put some power behind the ball as well. She's second in the BRC in triples.
Yeah, and then she smacks one, and it slices right center. It's in there for a hit, and it goes by the right center field. She troubles it, but she gets it in, and runners at first and second. So a solid single to right by Burrow, the best hit of the day for the Cardinals. Runners at first and second now for Olivia Sanborn.
That can happen with two outs. That's why we play all three. And we know Olivia, with her average, that she is, as Jared said, another leadoff hitter.
Yes, and Sanborn, great in the bottom of that order. And she faces Savageau now. Righty versus lefty, and she tries to bunt with two strikes and is going to get called for strike one on that one. So, again, it's Burrow at first and Shepherd at second. Burrow, a solid, I mean, just a solid shot, and a little bit of trouble there for the right fielder, Roth, on that one, but she did get it in, and the runner stays to second. That was a ball high, 1-1, on another would-be bunt attempt, or at least expressing that intent.
Yeah, interesting with two outs, but with her speed, she's going to bunt for a hit, obviously.
Yeah. Capable from that left side, or from the left side, has that advantage. There's the pitch, and it's going to be strike two called again, kind of laid off at. And now 1-2 is Sanborn. He's fake bunt a couple of times. Chelsea Rove is now with some instructions for her from the third base coach's box. Let's get set for some excitement here. One ball and two strikes to the number 9 hitter, Sanborn. The pitch. Smack up the middle, base hit. The runner's going to go third and head for home. Here comes Shepherd at the plate, and she scores, and the Cards lead 1-0. Oh, yeah. Solid hits for the Cardinals in the bottom of the order here, Tammy Sloviak.
Yes, and really aggressive base running. It wasn't that it was a close play at the plate, but Shepherd was leaving on the hit, and that gives her a couple extra steps, and that's all she needed to score that first run.
And the Cardinals grab a 1-0 lead early, and that brings up the top of the order. And, boy, we've given Sanborn that tout as that second leadoff hitter, and she's really stepped up last week and again here. And the catcher coming out of there ready to fire, Addie Pesky, and on the heels of strike one, 0-1 to Johnston, who ground out to short her first time.
Yeah, it was a great at-bat, really, for Sanborn to be, you know, she had two strikes on her, and then to come up and drive one right up the middle for that RBI.
The pitch to Johnston, and that's going to be inside 1-1. Some of the sand kind of blowing in our eyes here a little bit, so makes it a little difficult. One ball and one strike to Johnston. Again, you've got the Shepherd scored, making it 1-0. And so you've got a runner at first and second, and there's a tapper foul. Again, now Michael Burrow at second. And after the RBI single by Sanborn, Sanborn at first. And the top of the order, Johnston here in the second, as Savageau facing some hot sticks for Chi High.
And a lot happening with two outs.
Yes, all three hits. From the left side, Johnston. She smacks one down the third baseline and past the third baseman. Run around in third, heading for home, and she's in, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. And scoring the second run is Michael Burrow, and four straight singles, Tammy.
Again, great discipline, and all these hits have been real solid now since the second out. They've been doing a nice job selecting the pitch and getting the barrel on it. All singles, and right. That's all it takes is to string some singles together, and we end up with two RBIs.
And runners, both runners scoring from second base, and that sets up Johnston at first and also Sanborn at second, I believe, as there's huddling going on now. So Tom Droner out there with his pitcher and infield, and hence Chelsea Rosa now meeting with the batter and the runners as well. But hey, top of the second, scoring two runs here at the Wyack Sports Complex in Plover as the runners go back to first and second base. And the Cardinals, everything with two here, two outs.
It's fun to be a base runner when there's two outs, because you know as soon as the ball is hit,
yeah,
whether it's in the air or on the ground,
you
can
better
be
going, that's for sure. All right, and that brings up the number two hitter, Paige Steinmetz. Steinmetz popped out to third her first time, and she looks at strike one.
Steinmetz, one of the several multiple sport athletes. We see her on the volleyball court and on the ice rink, and obviously on the softball field.
0-1 now to Steinmetz. Runners at first and second, two in, two on with two outs. The pitch from Savageau, smack up the middle. There's another base hit to center field. Groshek's going to throw it in. There's going to be a play at the plate. Sliding. She beat the tag. Oh, my. Olivia Sanborn, the ball was there in time, but the tag not applied sufficiently. And Sanborn makes it 3-0. The Cards, five straight singles, Tammy.
Really smart slide for Olivia. She had to slide because the ball was there in time. But she slid on the back part of the plate, and the catcher just turned and had to miss the tag. Because the relay was great. The defense was.
And runners, it just, this is like Groundhog Day softball version. First and second, and you just get single after single, and run scored after run scored as another huddle here for Stevens Point, and I don't know if they might go to a relief pitcher here because it's five straight singles all with two outs. And all of a sudden, the Cards looked like maybe they'd go quietly, but again, after a strikeout to Felstead and a ground out to Olson, it was a single for Shepard, Burrow, Sanborn, Johnston, and Steinmetz, and the last three have led to RBIs and a 3-0 Cardinal lead. And right now, Steinmetz at first, Johnston at second, and the number three hitter, Madison Baker, coming up. I mean, it's the bottom of the order and the first two who made this happen.
It is, and I, you know, again, you kind of think when you look at a lineup that that means something, but when you start to look at people like Michael Burrow and Olivia Sanborn and really any of these players, there isn't anybody that you couldn't wrap around and bring them to the top of the order.
And again, having not seen the Cards all season and talking to Jared Faraday before that regional final the other day, that's what he said. I said the strength of the batting order, he said everybody. And so they are pulling Savageau through one and two thirds. And that means a relief pitcher. And let's see how that Savageau went to the dugout. And it looks to be number one.
Then it's a Bundes.
Yep. And so for Stevens Point, that is Delilah Abundis, a right-handed throwing first baseman and pitcher. And Delilah had been at first base, and so we'll look for it.
The ball, Ben. Go get her.
We'll take another break as she takes her warm-ups here. The Cardinals leading 3-0 with two out in the top of the second. Will we come back to Plover in a minute on WOGO Sports?
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you're searching for the best Chinese food in town, look no further than the Hai Chai Department at your Eau Claire Hy-Vee. Fresh rolled sushi every day, delicious poke bowls, tasty appetizers, crab rangoon dip, hibachi grill, and so much more. Why go anywhere else? Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department is open 11 to 8 daily for lunch, supper, and anytime that craving strikes. Authentic Asian cuisine every day. It's the Hai Chai Department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Hey. And the pitch from Abundis, and a shot to right field, and a base hit for Madison Bauer, and the Cardinals will send the runner from second, McKenna Johnson. They'll throw it to the plate, and Johnson is safe. And Johnson makes it 4-0. Chippewa Falls, six straight singles, even as Abundis comes in for Stevens Point in relief. And Tamas Sloviak, four runs for the Cardinals, all with two outs.
I love that. And Baker jumped on that first pitch and dropped it in between, you know, the, just into the outfield in the right field.
Right center field. Come on, let's get her.
All right, 4-0. Chippewa Falls. I'm hearing the music. I'm thinking it's in my headset. It's from the game here, so they're confusing me. All right. There's a ball missing 1-0. And again, this is the cleanup hitter. This is the ninth hitter, Madison Bauer, this inning. The ninth hitter for the Cardinals as they have really taken to it here. After two outs, yeah, they sure have. And a swing and a miss for Bauer, the cleanup hitter, as it goes to 1-1 here against, again, Abundis is the new pitcher, Delilah Abundis. And checking on Abundis, she is a junior, first baseman and pitcher. But Savageau was the call. And there's a ground and base hit, another one. Six in a row, and the Cardinals score another run.
Steinman scoring on that.
And it's just been a machine here, single after single. And again, with two outs, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row here. Giving themselves a 5-0 lead, Tammy. This is unbelievable against a powerhouse like Stevens Point.
It really is. And, you know, we've talked time and time again about Chi High's bats. And
this one goes fouled on the third base side for, again, this is going to be a repeat at bat here for Cameron Felstead in the second inning. She struck out to lead it all off.
And she was aggressive on that first one. I'm sure they've been coached to keep swinging.
Yeah. And looks at a pitch that time for strike two from Abundis. Stevens Point just wants to get out of this. I mean, 5-0, all with two outs. How painful is that?
Come on.
Got to play all three, and they've been hits. It's
and a ball high, 1-2.
That they've been, you know, Chi High's earned every single one of these.
So Savageau over to first base. So just an exchange of pitcher and first baseman occurring here after she gave up three runs, but Abundis gave up a couple more. And this one, a check swing to right field, and it's going to be caught out there by Jordan Roth. But not before this card score five. They strand two, all with two outs. The first two outs of the top half of the second. In the middle of two from Plover, it's Chi High 5 and Stevens Point nothing in this girls' Division I sectional semifinal softball game.
I am positive Chippewa wasn't expecting an inning like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What did it end up being? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds.
Are we okay?
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald's softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it altogether? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Five runs support. As Stevens Point, which went 1-2-3 earlier, Delilah Abundis, the new pitcher, Aubrey Itzen, and Hannah Stremkowski for Stevens Point. First one from McKeithren, a rip to left field, and it's going to one-hop and be gloved out there by Beja Olson, and she gets it in. And Stevens Point not wasting any time trying to answer back, starting with the pitcher, Abundis. And no surprise, and you told me off air, Tammy, I mean, Stephen Point, I mean, they're not going to lay down. I mean, this is a solid hitting team, and they're not intimidated by a five-run deficit.
No, they're not. They're not new to this game, and, you know, they know that there's a lot of game left yet. We have a courtesy runner in for Abundis.
Number 22, Aubrey.
Let's see if we can get a number on her. Aubrey Itzen, the left fielder, setting up from the right side after the leadoff single against McEthren. Ball high and outside, missing 1-0. Is it number five?
It's five or three.
Yeah.
Five.
Maybe three. Shelby Brooks. Shelby Brooks, I think that would be. Yeah. But she's not in the lineup. Five is Pachinski.
Okay.
All right, Itzen now. Looks at a strike right down Main Street. And 1-1 is the count, I guess. Pretty dry here today. Occasionally windy, but occasionally you're seeing some of the sand just kind of blow and become a bit of an annoyance.
So. Right.
And that one low. 2-1 from McEthren. Again, she's got a five-run lead. What would you tell your pitcher in an instant like that in terms of relaxing, but stay focused, I guess.
Right, right. That just, you know, to keep playing, to trust the process.
Yep. No easing up at all. Yeah. Nope. There's a ball low, 3-1. So McEthren, who had great control the other day with a runner on and no outs, to Aubrey Itzen, the left fielder, down 3-1 in the count here. Cardinals lead at 5-0, all coming with two outs and all on singles in the top of the second. In fact, forcing a pitcher change. And there's a swing and a full count now to Itzen as it fouled back against the fence.
Squeeze this sucker, come on.
And Madison Baker retrieving it. Three balls and two strikes with the pinch runner Brooks aboard at first off the hit from the pitcher Abundis. And Itzen now, the left fielder. McEthren, the junior, readies. Here it is. It's called. That was low, I'll tell you, but we'll take it for a called strike three. Give me your thoughts.
I'd say that was one that could have gone either way. He's been calling him. I thought it was low, a little bit inside, but he's been calling those.
I'm not necessarily saying too low, but it was at
right.
The bottom end of the strike zone.
Definitely, I agree.
I mean, I don't necessarily blame Itzen for not swinging, but.
Nope. Similar to the same pitch that Felsted saw. Yeah.
Strebkowski now. The designated player, and there's hitting in place of the starting pitcher. In place of the catcher, Pesky. Kind of rare the catcher doesn't hit, but that's the case for Stevens Point.
Yeah, sometimes I think the philosophy has to do with the legs.
Yes, sure,
and,
sure.
During playoff time, I don't know enough about her.
Yeah, ball low, 2-0. So McEthren, a little bit of control issue. She did come back and get a strikeout the last time. 5-0 with one out here in the bottom half of the second from Plover. The Wojak Sports Complex. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slobiak with you. Dawson Halverson back at our Wogo studio. The 2-1 pit ball high. Make it 3-0 now. Three balls and zero strikes to Strzemkowski, the designated player in the sixth spot. Again, just one hit for Stevens Point. Abundis, the pitcher, to lead off the inning, and Shelby Brooks pinch running over at first. The 3-0 pitch from McEthren, and it's ball four. No, they called it low.
They
all right, called it.
Strike.
Again, that was similar to the strikeout pitch a moment ago. Big strike zone here. 3-1, McEthren getting the strike when she needed it now to the looking Strzemkowski. The pitch now 3-1 with a runner aboard, and there's ball four, take your base. So that was even too low for a low strike zone, and that makes first and second. Stevens Point threatening with just one out. And the starting pitcher has gone to first base. She's been chased. Marin Savageau hitting from the right side. Runners at first and second now after the walk. And again, one walk at most is what I recall from McEthren the other day. So she's got one.
I think you're right, yep. She'll settle in again.
Yep. Savageau from the right, righty versus righty, McEthren the pitch, junior versus junior, and there's a called strike, 0-1. So Savageau coming up there looking with runners at first and second, but Stevens Point, boy, they'd love to get at least a couple here with one out and two on. It'd be huge for the Cards to get out of this.
It would. I'm sure Spash is looking to return the favor.
Yeah.
With one out, that's...
Cards looking to get on to Thursday, the winner of that Superior contest going on later today, and there's foul tipped back into the catcher's glove. 0-2 now ahead of Savageau. Been moved to first base here in the top half of the second inning after getting that starting pitcher assignment. 0-2 to Savageau. McKeithren out in front. Here's the pitch. Oh, that one. Called strike three to Savageau. The third strikeout of the day for McKeithren. And two outs now for Morgan Groshek, the number eight hitter for Stevens Point here in the bottom half of the second, and the Cards leading 5-0.
That's a great pitch. Too close to not be swinging when you get two strikes on you like that. So great idea for, it was a little bit higher than those other ones, but that was a good spot for that.
Groshek from the left side, and she looks at strike one, 0-1. So again, McKeithren bouncing back after the 3-0 and a walk. Has had a much tougher second inning than first with two aboard and two outs. And we've got something that kind of a ball actually got away and into the outfield. And so retrieved out there by Beja Olson. The Cards had 10 hitters bat last inning. So Olson actually will lead off next inning. The 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the top of three for Chippewa. But trying to get out of the bottom of the second right now. Two on. And the 0-1 pitch to the number 8 hitter, and she strokes it to right field, and it's a base hit. And now a throw to the plate, the runner coming home. The throw is going to be late getting there, and Stevens Point in the scoring column on the single by Groshek. And she gets the first point RBI, and that scores the pinch runner Brooks from first base, from second, actually.
Chi-Hi knows what can happen with two outs.
Yeah, they do. They for sure do. As it's a 5-1 contest, and that brings up the number 9 hitter, right fielder Jordan Roth for Stevens Point. So a solid single off the bat of Groshek that time, Tammy. And now hitting from the left side again, this is Jordan Roth, and she looks at strike one, 0-1.
Looked like she kind of hesitated a little bit, maybe even started to square a little bit, so she might have some speed behind her too and try to bunt for a hit.
0-1 to Roth, the right fielder. She's had some action already today. Runners at first and second. 5-1 Chippewa. Point getting one run there. And a bunt attempt popped high, chased over, not able to get there. The catcher, Madison Baker, but made a good effort on it. On the bunt attempt, kind of lingering, but not able to quite retrieve it for the out. And so the count goes 0-2 to Jordan Roth.
McKeithren in charge here when we have an 0-2 count.
Again, a number 9 hitter hitting from the left side as the Cards have with Sanborn.
Going to give a little shout out to Luke Heike, who's tuning in to Wogo Radio here, listening to the game.
Great. The 0-2 pitch, a tapper foul for Roth, stays 0-2. If Roth reaches, Clyde Smith, the top of the order, waiting on deck for Stevens Point. 5-1 Chippewa. Cards exploding for 5 2-out runs in the top half of the second inning and stranded two. They had 8 straight singles. 8 straight 2-out singles for Chippewa. The pitch. Solid shot. One hopper. Gloved by the shortstop, but bases loaded. That's an infield single for Roth. A good stop there by McKenna Johnston, but she had no play.
Yeah, it was just not quite hard enough to snag. And she knocked it down, but really there was no play at second base. Again, with two outs, runners are going on contact.
So Stromkowski at third, Groshek at second, Roth at first, and brings up Caitlin Kleismith. And she's hitting from the left side here. And again, this is the 7th hitter, so both of these teams can hit. This could be quite an offensive explosion by the time it's all said and done.
It could.
And this one tapped. Shortstop got it. Going to first across the diamond. Not in time. Runner safe. Run scores. And it's 5-2. Chippewa Falls. Another infield single RBI for Stevens Point. And the RBI for Kleismith. They're really their leading hitter in the numbers we saw coming in. Average-wise.
So she hit that to the right.
Right. To the right of the shortstop,
Johnston. Yeah. And that's a longer throw, plus your leadoff has probably got some pretty
people,
good wheels.
People going with two outs, you know.
Right.
Yeah, right. So bases loaded again, 5-2 game. And now Micah Keller, the second baseman, hitting from that left side. Yeah, she's the go-ahead run already. Here's the tapper, first base side, and it's going to go foul. 0-1.
Attack it right away!
And the fans yelling attack it right away, meaning had you been able to glove it in fair territory and tag her maybe, but it went foul pretty quickly. So 0-1 now to the number two hitter in the lineup, Keller. But Stevens Point answering with kind of a run of their own here. Didn't all happen with two outs because it started with a single, but they've worked a walk in there as well. Bases loaded for Point. Trailing 5-2. There's a call. Strike two, again, very low, but working that low strike zone is McEthren for at least three called low strikes here in the inning. Looking to get out of it in front of Keller, 0-2. What would you suggest here in an 0-2 pitch? Bases loaded.
I think she might actually try to go up on this one.
All right. McEthren now trying to get out of it. There's a pitch knocked to third base across the diamond and in the dirt for the out. Ah, they say safe. Was in the dirt. It looked to be there in time, but are they saying that maybe Shepard didn't have control?
You know, it bounced, and she scooped it nicely. So it was close, and that went to the runner.
5-3 game. It was very close, but those runners all worked their way around. Keller at first. It's Kleismith at second. Roth at third. It's a 5-3 game. The Cards having their own challenge here in the second inning, and now Paczynski, and she looks at strike one. Well, that was tough, especially, Tammy, because, you know, 0-2.
Well, and it's interesting, again, runners running on the pitch is tough because Bauer fielded that. She didn't probably feel like she could get the out at third, maybe.
I guess
I wasn't looking at
it. Yeah, right. It's hard. You're trying to call the action, and there's not time to size it all up. It's certainly not in slow-mo as the count goes to 1-1. So a 5-0 lead becomes a 5-3 lead, and it's only the bottom of the second with two outs for Point, and they've got the bases loaded again. Here's the pitch to the number three, Paczynski. A high fly ball to left field, and Beja Olsen has it measured for out number three. But not before Point answers back with three runs of their own. They leave the bases loaded, and through two from Plover, our score, Chi-High 5 and Stevens Point 3 on WOGL Sports.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Third we go from Clover, Mark Alverson and Tammy Sloviak. The Cards got five, all with two outs in the top of the second, and Stevens Point answers with three of their own, so this could be quite a high-scoring affair.
Really, you know, both the first two outs for Stevens Point were backward strikeouts, and strikeouts looking, and they just stayed in it, plugged along, just in a sense like Chi-High did.
Beja Olsen, Lauren Shepard, Michael Burrow, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sakura's squad. And it'll be Olsen to start things off here in the top of the third inning. They like to play their music. All right, here we go. And there is ball one. I have to hesitate because when it's low, it is not guaranteed a ball.
Right, right.
There is an expansive strike zone here today. Nonetheless, it's 5-3. And there is one called strike 1-1. Somebody's buying some icy, some nice long freezies who look pretty tasty. Later, Mark, later. All right, 1-1. There's an off-speed pitch way up high, 2-1.
It's again, a good day for a freezy.
It sure is.
In the mid-80s, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Delilah Abundis has been brought in as the pitcher with two outs in the last inning, trading spots with Marin, the pitcher. There's a fly ball to right field and caught for the out number one. My apologies on the sneeze to start the third inning as Olson flies out to right. And it brings up Lauren Shepherd. Shepherd singled her first time. In fact, she started the rally last inning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I said 8 wrong. It was 7. 7 that led to 5 runs and 2 left on base for the Cards, all with 2 outs. And now she comes up with 1 out. Again, Lauren Shepherd, remember, I think she was behind in the count her first at bat.
Yes.
And she came through with a single.
She had 2 strikes in her.
Yeah, and that started it off for the Cards. And she looks at a strike there, 1-1 to Shepherd, a solid hitting freshman first baseman for Chippewa.
Regular season, batting average 432. Great athlete, also plays volleyball.
And this one, high ball to right center field, giving chase over there, and it's going to be caught by Roth for out number 2. So she's got both balls here. In fact, she caught the last out in the last inning. So she's got 3 straight outs. I don't know, does that say anything to you about the pitching of Abundis? Maybe what's going on here? I mean, that's
It could be that. It also could also be the fact that the strike zone is as big as it is, that they're going to be going, you know, they're going to go, what we say, with the pitch.
Yeah.
And so it could be that they're pitching her outside a little bit as well.
But that's 3 straight outs, fly outs to Jordan Roth in right field. So now 2 outs for the Cards, top of the third. Michael Burrow, but hey, it all happened with 2 last innings.
That's right.
So Burrow now, she had one of the 7 consecutive singles last inning for Chippewa. Cards lead it 5-3. Off speed pitch that time.
It's called low.
Good eye, Mike. You're all good.
I'm just kind of waiting for the official confirmation off the scoreboard, but I thought that was the third pitch. They have it listed as 1-1, so. All right, there it is. And this one, high fly to center field. Groshek's out there, and she's got it for out number 3. So the Cards go 1, 2, 3, 4 straight flyouts for Chippewa. Read into that what you will. Middle of 3 from Clover. It's Chahai 5, Stevens Point 3 in this girls' Division 1 sectional semifinal softball game.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Well, we had a lot of rap music in the pregame, so enjoying some Johnny Cash Ring of Fire between innings here from Plover in the Wyack Sports Complex, just outside of Stevens Point. Beautiful complex, don't you think?
It really is nice. This is, I know that there's a tradition, again, at Stevens Point softball, and this is part of that.
Fantastic. All right, well, Stevens Point batted everybody last inning and rallying from a 5-0 deficit, making it a 5-3 game. Probably important for them to do it right away, right, to not let Chahai get too far out in front. The Cards went 1-2-3 in their half of the third. We're hoping the same for Point here as they come with the pitcher, Abundis, Aubrey Itzen, and Hannah Strzemkowski, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Facing McKeithren, and she goes 1-0 to Abundis, who singled to start things off in that 3-run second for Point.
Yeah, she jumped on the first pitch last time, and here she watched that one, which is a ball.
And the 1-0 pitch from McKeithren fouled off, 1-1. Should the Cardinals win, they would be in action on Thursday, and that would be from Marshfield against the winner of Superior and DC Everest going on in Superior today. Superior, the 1 seed in the region, and they were big winners over River Falls last Thursday. Solid shot up the middle, base hit for Abundis. She's got 2 hits and 2 trips to the plate against McKeithren, pitcher versus pitcher. And so 2 straight innings, she started off with a single.
Correct, and both of those were really untouchable in terms of where the defense plays, and they were good solid hits, and she's aboard.
So, again, you know, if you remember earlier days of softball, I remember some pitcher dominance. We were even recalling your first of two seasons as the head coach making it to the title game, beating Stevens Point in the quarterfinal, only to lose to Ashwaubenon eight innings, but an incredible pitcher. But again, forget those days, because this is a lot of hitting, and a lot of content.
A lot of action. This is fun for everybody.
Right. And there's a ball upstairs missing 1-0 from McKeithrin to Aubrey Itzen. She's the left fielder, who is the second of three strikeout victims for McKeithrin back in the second.
And I would say Itzen's going to be keeping an eye on that low inside pitch, because that's what she watched go by for strike three. So.
And this one hit high in the air up the elevator shaft. Shortstop Johnston out there. And then she's called off by the left fielder Olsen, who makes the catch for out number one. So again, it looked like Johnston, but since she got out of the way, and a good job by Basia coming in to get out number one.
And good job listening as well. It's easier to come in on those than to be backpedaling and catch those.
So one out, and again, similar to last inning when Abundis singled, and then it was an out from Itzen. And then last time, we don't want to repeat the walk to Strzemkowski, right?
That's right. We know that she's disciplined.
Only walk on the day.
She went after the first one.
Yeah, in the air to left field, and coming over to foul line and catching it is Beja Olsen for out number two. That was right along the third base line in the outfield. So back-to-back catches for Beja Olsen, and that brings up Savageau, the first baseman, who struck out in the last inning. And Savageau, the tying run now, coming to the plate here in the bottom of the third. 5-3 Cardinals lead. Shahai exploding for all five at the top of the second with two outs, seven straight singles. How they did it. Savageau now has been moved to first, and there's a ball low, 1-0. Savageau hitting in the seventh spot, followed by Groshek, the center fielder, and Roth, the right fielder, if need be. The Cards are hoping they're not needed. And Savageau hitting from the right side. The pitch. Oh, that was a strike down Main Street. 1-1. That was a good pitch to hit.
That was a nice pitch to hit. I'm kind of surprised that she didn't go after that.
Yeah. Many times, you know, the catcher for Stevens Point not hitting, but the pitcher, Savageau, in the lineup in the seventh spot. Here's the pitch. She smacks one to left field, and it's over the head of the left fielder, Olsen. Around second, heading for third. They're going to get the ball into the shortstop, Johnston, and a double. And I'll tell you what, Savageau showed us something there we hadn't seen in her first 1.5 at bats, and she just, boom, smacked it.
She did, and she, you know, we don't have complete stats for her, right, but her numbers look good for what we do have. Makes sense why she's a tall, drink a lot of, she's right, probably 5'10", 5'11", I'm guessing. And she got some power behind that right over Beja's head, but Beja did a great job getting it in and keeping a run from scoring.
So bottom half of the third now, a point with the lead run coming to the plate in Groshek, the number 8 hitter. Runners at second and third. In this 5-3 game, ground ball, second base side by the second baseman. One run is in. It's by the right fielder as well, by Sanborn. An error on her, and two runs score. The throw to third, and the tag safe. Where the ball came into Bauer, and she tried to apply the tag, but just getting down and apparently just missing the tag as it was applied there was the hitter, Groshek. And so it was a single and an error, allowing it to be an extra bases. And two runs, and it's a 5-5 game, Tammy Sloviak.
Yep, we talked about that in the second inning, that there's a lot of game left. Stevens Point knows that this game is never over, as does Chi High. So we're starting over now.
We are, yeah, back to zero. And you're grateful for those runs you had, because that allows you to be tied here as opposed to being down. But, yeah, solid single by Groshek, and then getting by the right fielder, Sanborn. This one, a bunt out in front of home plate. The throw to first is in time. No? Oh, she was safe? I thought.
Oh.
What was it? Is it a foul? Foul ball. Never mind. All right.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, because I was fooled. It looked like the ball got there in time. All right. Jordan Roth, the number 9 hitter with an 0-1 count, a 5-5 game, and Groshek, the center fielder at third, ready to dash for home if given the opportunity. And there is a ball that's pitched low, and it's going to be 1-1 now to Roth. Roth, the right fielder, she's actually caught 3 of the last 4 outs, so it's had a busy day. bottom half of the third, and Stevens Point credit them. They've come from a 5-0 deficit to 5-all tie. Again, the earlier game, May 13th, was a 3-2 Stevens Point win, but this one, more offense. That had 5 runs for the whole game. This has 10. This ball misses. 2-1 now. And I don't know why. I mean, it seemed like coming out of there kind of looking toward third was Madison Baker. She's not going to throw it, though.
It looks like they have McKeithren coming, or excuse me, right. McKenna Johnston coming over and covering third if they do choose to try a pickoff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 2-1 count now. In a 5-5 game, 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. Stevens Point, Roth, bunt attempt, and it's bunted off of her bat and then by the catcher, but it was a foul tip. So
play every ball live, babe. Come on.
Should be 3-1. It says 3-1, but that was a foul tip. I thought 2-2 as well. Yeah. That's called hometown scoreboarding right there. It's 2-2. Even we know that.
Well, our books have to be right.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, they put the second strike up. They should take a ball. There we go. All right, they corrected it. We're on top of things. The scoreboard is responding to our cries here. 2-2 count now. Runner at third, tied at 5. Roth from the left side. The pitch up the middle, caught by McKeithren, and that's going to do it. She spikes it down through 3 from Stevens Point. Our score, 5-5 in this girls' Division One sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
I think that surprised her a little bit.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The number 9, 1, and 2 hitters as we head to the fourth. The last 4 cards have been retired in what's now a 5-5 game. And so if you stepped out for a moment, Chippewa got 7 straight singles with 2 outs, producing 5 runs in the top of the second. Then Stevens Point came back with 3 runs at the bottom of the second and 2 runs at the bottom of the third to make it a 5-all game. And now Chippewa at the top of the fourth. Olivia Sanborn did have an error in the last inning that allowed some of those runs to score. And she gets to bat now. And a little tapper up the middle, the pitcher, and easy 1-3 to retire Sanborn to start the fourth inning. And it brings up McKenna Johnston. She's grounded out the short and had a single and an RBI in the second inning.
Shortstop, number 5, McKenna Johnston.
Johnston at the top of the order with Paige Steinmetz on deck for Chippewa. Stevens Point now has retired 5 in a row since that second inning. And there's a shot to center field, and Johnston is 2-for-3.
And Johnston, again, in regular season, was doing a great job with her batting average. At the time that we got stats, it was at 450, and I'm sure it's a little bit higher than that now.
Yeah, no, solid shot there. And the Cards trying to wrestle that momentum back. They had it heavy after those 5 runs, all with 2 outs in the top of the second. But it brings up Paige Steinmetz, who's popped out to third and singled in her 2 trips. 1-for-2.
Paige seems to do a good job treating every at-bat.
Foul back, 0-1.
As a fresh start.
Yeah.
Which is what you need to do. And it's nice to have her at-bat with a runner on.
Mark Halverson, Tammy Sloviak here on WOGO Sports. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls coming up on 6 o'clock in the evening. Mark Levin, a late start here tonight. And there is called strike 2 to Steinmetz, the number 2 hitter for the Cards. Her 3rd trip here in the top half of the fourth from Plover and the Woyak Sports Complex. 0-2 pitch to Steinmetz and swinging a late swing for strike 3. So that's the first strikeout for the backup pitcher. Abundez as she's come in.
Number 16, Madison Baker.
And it brings up Madison Baker, the catcher for the Cards. She's singled it twice, 2 for 2.
Regular season batting average of .510 for Baker.
And she's the number 3 hitter for a reason, and there's 0-1 looking to Baker. Got a head cold last week. It ended over the weekend. All of a sudden here, out of the dust or what, kind of started the sniffles back on me here. All right, 5-5 game here. Oh, that one bowled in. And the runner hesitates, and now she's caught in a pickle. Throw over to first and diving and out. So Olivia, it was actually Johnston gets caught in the pickle. And so Baker will lead off when the Cards come back in the fifth. But the ball, what happened was the ball was in the dirt, and it caused Johnston to maybe take some extra steps, but then hesitated. And we know what happens. He who hesitates or she who hesitates is lost, and they end up getting her in a rundown. So the middle of four from Plover. We're tied at 5. Chihai and Stevens Point, WDOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
We head to the bottom half of the fourth. Chippewa Falls and Stevens Point tied at 5. And again, the Cardinals had a 5-0 lead, but credit Stevens Point. They bounced back with 3 and 2 in back-to-back innings, and the Cards need to retire them as they have done a more effective job in recent innings on Chippewa, Tammy Slovia.
Yeah, it feels like Spash has the momentum right now, so this inning could be a big stabilizer in a sense. It's 5-5. Right now it doesn't really feel like 5-5, but it is, and this will be a big inning for Chihai defense.
So McKeithren for Stevens Point will face the leadoff hitter, and she's going to glove that and throw over to first in time for the out on Kleismith, and that's a huge out for that powerful leadoff hitter.
That is a big out for her. So McKeithren had got a line drive at the last to wrap up the last inning, and that could be really what she needs to keep her heart pumping there.
Yeah, exactly. And it brings up Keller in the 2 spot. So they've done a good job on Kleismith. I mean, from what our research, she was their leading hitter, and she's 1 for 3 on the day.
Right.
But again, they have been able to mount 5 runs and aided by an error last inning in a 5-5 game. So Keller with Paczynski on deck, the third baseman. McKeithren now. And this one over her head, over her glove, actually, and her head.
Just
and
barely.
Into center field for a single, yeah. So that's 3 straight hits that have been right up the box. And Keller is aboard, so she's 2 for 3. And it brings up Paczynski. Now look out here, because Paczynski is the number 3 hitter, and she's 0 for 2. She's struck out and flied out to left.
I'm afraid she's thinking the same thing. So she's thinking, I'm due.
Yep.
And so they have to kind of be careful here with her.
Yep, 1 out, 1 on for Stevens Point, a tie game. Lake and McKeithren, the junior, the pitch. And it's going to be ball 1-0. Been a pretty expansive strike zone here today that's been pretty low and going from there. And that one is a little too low, apparently, from McKeithren. 1-0 now to Paczynski. Has struck out and flied out to left. Squaring to bunt. And this one, a fastball up the middle, throw out to second base, and it's going to get by the shortstop into center field. They get a shot at her in third, and it goes by the third baseman. The Cardinals recover it, but the runner advances to third on the play. So a stealing attempt results in not one but 2 bases for Keller with only 1 out, it should be 1-1. I believe that was a strike as the
she did not pull her bat back, so it should be 1-1.
Yeah, she squared the bunt, and then they did react to that. And the throw from Baker away from the shortstop covering. And then the center fielder for the Cardinals, Steinmetz, getting it to third. But looked like they might be close on a play, but credit the good speed by Keller to get in there in time. And the ball getting by the third baseman, Bauer. So the go-ahead run at third for Stevens Point with only one out. The 1-1 pitch fouled back. Well, they said it was apparently 2-0. Now 2-1. So, that's confusing to me because...
It is confusing because she did not pull her bat back.
Right.
She just stood there.
2-1. So we think maybe it should be 1-2, but we're not the ones. We're not the officials here. All right, 2-1 to Paczynski. The pitch, solid shot, glove at third. Oh, what a brilliant play by Madison Bauer. And getting back in time, the runner, Keller, but just a solid shot and robbing Paczynski of a hit that time was Madison Bauer.
That would have been a double for sure for Paczynski. Bauer really made a great snag on that.
Yeah. Talk about the hot corner, that's why. And two out now, and that was the defensive play of the game for the Cards, and that kept the game tied for sure as Delilah Abundis, the pitcher and the cleanup hitter, who's 2-for-2 coming up now. And 1-0 to her from McKeithren. McKeithren one walk on the day, but oh, it would be sweet for the Cards to get out of this, and they're one out away from doing it, but they've had a tough time retiring Abundis. 1-0 to her, she's 2-for-2 on the day. And this one should be a strike, 1-1, and it is. So Bunda's looking at that one. She swings a solid stick in that cleanup spot, Tammy.
She does, and she's actually kept it on the ground. So and just found the holes in the defense, which is, you know, that's what you tell them to do, hit them where they aim.
McKeithren, 1-1 pitch, solid shots, left center field, and the catch by Olsen out there to get out of it for the Cardinals. So McKeithren allowed the contact. But for the first time today, they retired the cleanup hitter, Abundis, and the Stevens Point squad stranding a runner at third, the go-ahead run. We're back with the top of the fifth in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Taking off at the top of the fifth inning for the Cardinals, the catcher, number 16, Madison Baker.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies.
Madison Bauer and Cameron Felstad to start this top half of the fifth inning in a 5-5 game, Chippewa Falls and Stevens Point. From Plover, and the first pitch looking to Baker. Again, Baker was at bat in the last inning. She's 2-for-2 on the day, but there was a ball in the dirt, and McKenna Johnson caught in a pickle, and they retired her, thrown out stealing, if you will. And the solid shot to center is kind of falling in there, and the charge made, and a good job by Morgan Groshek for out number one in center field.
Yep, she had to cover a little ground there, but handled it fine. It was a little bit higher hit, so she had time to get under it.
Well, Madison Bauer swings the biggest, most powerful stick on the Cardinals. Fly out to right and an RBI single in her two trips, hitting from the right side.
Power slugging percentage 667 and with five home runs.
Ground ball base hit between short and third. So aboard for the second time today is Bauer. And runner at first and only one out for the Cardinals. Cameron Felstad, the designated player, looking for her first hit on the day.
Slide in and get her!
I'm going to give a little shout out to Sandy Caduce, who loves to tune in and listen to the games.
Yeah. And there's a ball missing. Called strike. All right, to Felstead. So she looks at strike one. Thought it was too far outside, but I was wrong. Felstead has struck out and flied out to right in her two trips. No balls and one strike to Felstead. Off-speed pitch. She hits it well to left center field. Long run. Base hit. It drops in front of Groshek. Rounding second, heading to third. And the Cards with runners at second and third with only one out as Felstead delivers a double. A huge double for the Cards here in the fifth.
She found a gap out there. That ball rolled for a while. Let's go! You could tell that Bauer was a little bit concerned about whether or not that was catchable, which is she had to run smart.
Right,
on that.
Right. And Groshek had a long run there in left center to get it, but it was an off-speed pitch that time from Abundis, and Felstead took advantage of it. So runners in second and third, Cameron gets her first hit of the day, and Beja Olson now looking for her first hit, the left fielder.
Yep. They're putting Savageau back into pitch.
Huh, what do you know? All right. So after going one and two thirds, we're going to get a switch. So they're going to switch back to first base. So they feel like they're going to, I'm just going to put arrows because these two, I don't know when they'll switch back again.
Exactly.
But Savageau is now pitching and Abundis back at first base and she'll get some warm-ups. We're going to keep it right here because last time they were not, it was a very brief break. So second and third for the Cards here in the top of the fifth and only one out.
Got her. Come on.
I got a loud fan behind. All right,
got
fine.
A little update from Chi High Baseball. Chippewa Falls is up 8-1 over New Richmond after 4 1/3 innings.
And trying to get an update on from Max TV if I can here, as well as McDonald against Athens today. And looks like the Max are up 8-0 is what I'm seeing. So McDonald having more continued success.
Come on, Paige, let's go.
Yes. All right, so Savageau was the starting pitcher, went 1 2/3. And now with 4 1/3 after three innings in the books for Abundis.
Let's go. Open it up
and now. It brings up Beja Olson hitting from the right side. The pitch against Savageau and a solid shot. First base side, and it's a fair ball down the first baseline. One run, is it? No. Okay.
Oh.
Foul ball. It was right down the first baseline, and I didn't see any indication, but apparently a foul ball.
That was awfully close, but it was foul.
We had to call it until we saw official indication.
And that would have scored a couple if we could have kept that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Runners at second and third for the Cardinals after the Felstead double. Savageau back on the mound, the junior pitcher in a 5-5 game. And there's a ball low to a looking Beja Olson. And the count goes, the scoreboard says 1-1. I thought maybe 2-1, but okay. Go with the 1-1. Against Savageau. The pitch for Olson. High, upstairs, missing. 2-1. Beja is grounded out to second and flown out to right. So been on that right side, even down the first baseline with the foul a moment ago. A lot of green out there for you. Against Savageau, who pitched the first 1 2/3 and then been at first the last three innings. And there is a fastball missing, 3-1 low. So runners at second, third, first base is open. Lauren Shepard, the hard-hitting first baseman on deck.
We know Beja can get a hold of the ball. Her slugging percentage, .689 in the regular season.
The 3-1 pitch now from Savageau. Off speed in the dirt, it's ball four. So take your base. That's the first walk for the Cardinals today, and the bases are loaded. And it brings up Lauren Shepard, the first baseman, freshman, 1-for-2 on the day. She singled. She started that big rally in the second, first of seven singles, and then also flown out to right as Jared Faraday talking with the umpire here. As
putting a runner in for Olson.
Pinch runner for Beja.
Number six, again, Eddie Fernet.
Eddie is a pinch runner earlier, so She's over at first with Felstead at second and Bauer at third. Top half of the fifth, 5-5 affair, Chippewa Falls and Stevens Point, Girls Division I sectional semifinal here on WOGO Sports.
Relax, big swing!
And Shepherd, the hard-hitting seven-hitter for the Cards. Just a freshman, don't be fooled. Taking on the junior pitcher. Savageau, the pitch, off-speed, inside, missing, 1-0. So Savageau with some control issues now as she's returned to the game.
They know the umpire's calling those inside pitches. I'm sure they're trying to work that. It's a hard pitch to hit, but they're going to have to gain some control first here.
1-0 count. Bases loaded. Fouled off by Shepherd. 1-1. Lauren, 1-for-2 on the day. Again, Addie Frenette at first as the pinch runner for Olson. Felstead at second. Bauer at third. 1-1 count from Savageau to Shepherd, the freshman first baseman. And the pitch. She looks at strike two, 1-2.
Now she's been in this position before with two strikes on her, and she came up with a nice solid single to kick off that bunch of singles in the second inning. So we know she's got it in her.
1-2 to... There's a ground ball, second base, potential double play ball, tags the out, and that's the only one they get. The Cards score a run to give a 6-5 lead. Is that correct or not?
I think they threw it
home. I missed it. They maybe got the force.
They threw it because bases were loaded, so they brought the ball home.
I thought I saw a tag for the runner going to second, but they have not indicated on the scoreboard. That would have taken off the force.
You're right.
If you get a tag out, which they did.
I didn't see the tag.
The runner going, Frenette, was tagged out going to second.
So the run.
And so there's runners at the corners. And Chelsea Rosenau is.
Number four, Maya Kiernbach.
Because there was one out to start the inning.
Right.
And we see that Frenette is not at second, so that's two outs. They have just not put the run on the board yet.
I didn't see him signal at home.
Yeah.
Either.
It was... Michael Burrow is coming up.
So he's saying there's two outs. Run should have scored. But they're not indicating that.
Yeah, so maybe I was wrong. Okay, apparently.
Come on, Michael.
They must have missed the tag in the fourth.
Must have missed the tag. All right, and then in the process, did not get the fourth.
So the runner is back at second.
It says one out.
The four is at home.
But they have not put the run on the scoreboard.
Okay.
They're explaining it to everybody but us. They're explaining in the score box. So move the runner back to second. At first is Shepherd got the infield single or fielder's choice and an RBI. That's a crazy play.
That was a crazy play.
And it's still taking time. They have not posted the run yet. And now they're saying two out. So now they're indicating that the runner would have been out at home plate then.
So I think what happened is the runner ran to second base and they did not apply a tag there.
Right.
And they brought it home. So then it was a force at home. So that run didn't count.
Right.
And now we have two outs.
So hence, Bauer was thrown out at home, so she doesn't score. So Felstead goes to third. And Beja Olson's pinch runner, Frenette, goes to second. And Lauren Shepherd goes to first. And it was just a fielder's choice, actually, and no RBI. And two are out now, and the bases remain loaded, and they've had a lot of explaining to do. So Lucy's not the only one. In a 5-5 game, as we have Michael Burrow, the second baseman now. The Cards still so hungry for this go-ahead run, Tammy Sloviak.
Yes, with the bases loaded, we know a lot can happen with two outs, so we're going to see if Burrow can keep things rolling here.
Burrow, 1-for-2 on the day. And Solis on base hit. They're going to score a run. The throw is in and not in time. And the bases are loaded again as Burrow. The solid signal and the Cardinals lead it 6-5.
Real solid shot up the middle. She jumped after that first pitch aggressively and gives Chippewa the go-ahead.
Yes, so scoring is Felstead to make it a 6-5 game. And it puts Olson at third, Frenette, right?
Yeah.
Shepherd at second. And Burrow at first, bases loaded, and they're going to switch again. The idea of switching, that's why I just forget putting them on my defensive charge here. I don't believe that they're not going to switch again, but Delilah Abundis is going back to pitching, and Aaron Savageau back to first as the Cardinals grab a 6-5 lead. And what Tom Droner was hoping for maybe wasn't as good a response or bounce back from his starting pitcher there. So the bases are full of Cardinals. Burrow at first after that solid single and the go-ahead RBI. And since she started the inning, no warm-up pitches as she gets ready to face Sanborn for Abundis here. Hitting from the left side, and this is a little looper into the outfield. Base hit for Sanborn. One run, make it two runs. The Cardinals lead it 8-5. And Sanborn comes through big for Chippewa.
Sanborn almost hit that like it was not, but she almost hit that like it was a slap. It just blooped in no man's land, just over the shortstop, and perfect place to score two runs, especially when there's two outs again.
Feels so good for her. She had the outfield error earlier, and so she gets the two RBIs, and she's such a fine performer at the plate as the Cardinals go up 8-5 now. And again, you got Sanborn at first and Michael Burrow at second. But they scored two on that solid shot to the outfield. And the leadoff hitter, Johnston, hitting from the left side. And now it's 1-1 to McKenna. She has grounded out to short and singled twice. So she's 2-for-3 with an RBI today, facing the relief pitcher, Delilah Abundis, in her second trip. 8-5 Cardinals over Stevens Point. The pitch. Ball high. 2-1 now to Johnston. Again, there are two outs. There was
decent
a fly
lead.
Out.
Burrow was getting off of second base, but there's nobody covering. So
Yeah, that's true. So she can get as good a lead as she wants. The pitch. Solid shot right center field. Giving chase out there, Roth, and she'll make the catch. But not before the Cards score three. They strand two in the middle of five from Plover. It's your Chi High Cardinals 8, Stevens Point 5 on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor led, specializing in you.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. Mark Halverson and Tammy Sloviak from Plover and the Wyack Sports Complex. Chippewa jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Stevens Point made it 5-3, 5-5. Cardinals able to hold off last inning with one out and a runner on third. A solid shot to third base, Madison Bauer gloved. And Delilah Abundis flying out to left to end the inning. And that breaks up the 5-6 and 7 hitters for Point as the Cards posted three in the top of the fifth. It's Itzen, Stremkowski, and Savageau for Stevens Point, the 5-6 and 7 hitters. Itzen has struck out and popped out to left. I guess you typically say flown out to left, but it was like a pop-up, so all right. And Itzen now the left fielder. She looks at ball 1-1-0. If the Cards win, they advance to Thursday against the winner of Superior, and I want to say, is it DC Everest?
It is DC Everest. They're up at Superior now playing.
DC Everest actually was atop the conference here, Wisconsin Valley Conference, with Stevens Point. There's a ball high. 2-0 now from McKeithrin. Lakin pitched the Cardinals to an 8-4 win over New Richmond in the regional final on Thursday. And now trying to pitch them to a win here on the road today and get the Cards to Marshfield for that sectional final on Thursday. 2-0 pitch to Itzen. And the ball misses 3-0. She's been 3-0 one other time today and bounced back for a strikeout. So.
Yep, I'm sure they'll be watching this one get their leadoff runner or hitter on board if they can with a walk. But McKeithrin will battle.
The 3-0 pitch is right. Yeah, ball four. All right, so a walk for Itzen to start the fifth inning. And it brings up Hannah Stremkowski with Savageau on deck. Stremkowski is a designated player hitting for the catcher, Addy Pesky,
who has walked once.
Yeah, she walked and flown out to left in her two trips. Or officially 0 for 1. And a strike from McKeithren. So leadoff walk, clearly not what Lakin would have wanted, but it is what it is. Back talking some to Rich Rosenau before the game, and he's like, no walks, no errors. That's what we're after today. So that leads to a lot of good things.
It sure does.
And this is a ball, a little nubber fouled on the first baseline. So 0-2 now. If she walked the leadoff hitter, Itzen, on four pitches, she's the first two ahead 0-2 to Stremkowski, the designated player. With Savageau on deck, and Savageau had that solid double her last trip in the third. Bottom half of the fifth, the Cardinals lead it 8-5. You play seven from Plover here in the Wyack Sports Complex. Mark Levin to follow, original programming or normal programming afterwards in our WOGO postgame show. We'll hope to talk to one of the coaches. And the ball fouled off again, first base side. Count stays 0-2. In fact, the Stevens Point broadcaster has his is using our extension cord. And he's like, how long is your post game? I'm like, long enough. I won't unplug you. I want him. There's nobody immediately after us like it was a state game or something. 8-5 Cardinal lead here. One on, nobody out. The pitch. Swinging strike three. So McKeithren, it's been a long time since she got a strikeout. She had her third strikeout of Savageau, who comes up now back in the second inning. This is the fifth, Tammy.
Yes, and I think they're going to be a little careful with Savageau, knowing that she, you know, her double last inning was definitely a double. It's a long double.
Right.
So with a runner on, they want to.
She has home run power. We saw it last time with that double over Olsen's head and left. There's a ball high, kind of a riser that time, 0-1. One out, one on for Stevens Point. The Cardinals, 8 outs from a win. It might be a little early, but we'll start to give you the countdown. Savageau's bounced back from pitcher to first to pitcher to first today. Like a yo-yo. There's a fastball for a strike, 1-1. Nice pitch from McKeithren there. Lower part of the strike zone, and to a looking Savageau. Savageau a junior, so starting pitcher versus starting pitcher, even though Savageau's gone back to first. McKeithren sets the pitch. Ball 2-1.
Advantage to being a pitcher that hits, because you know where the strike zone is, and you know what you're going to have to fight off.
Sure.
Know what to be looking for.
Two balls and one strike here. And the pitch. Ball low, 3-1. So again, I don't know if the strike zone's changed. I mean, it was low earlier. It's still low, but it seems some of her pitches are a little too low.
Yeah.
As the count goes 3-1. So some control issues arising in the top in the bottom half of the fifth here for Lakin McKeithren, the Cardinals junior. 3-1 now with a runner aboard. One out the pitch. There's a ball 4 inside. So 2 walks in the inning for McKeithren. Who is the Cardinals relief pitcher?
That is a good question.
For the Panthers, the center fielder, number 19, Morgan.
Based on statistics, it looks like by inning pitch, it might be Delaney Berg would be who they'd go to.
Groshek now with runners at first and second, and this is the tying run coming to the plate. Groshek with an RBI. She's had, boy, how about this? I mean, she's had 2 singles and 3 RBIs on the day. And again, there was an error that helped supplement some of those runs scored last inning.
She'll put the ball in play.
Yep. So Groshek hitting from the left side in the 8th spot. But yeah, she's been a solid hitter for Stevens Point here today. Runners at first and second, so the force is in play. 8-5 Chippewa lead, and we've got time by the home plate umpire. I don't know what he saw. He didn't
the
like it.
Baker turned around and asked him something.
All right. looks like McDonald has won 10-0 over Athens is what we're seeing here. So congratulations to the Macs. They do to Athens what they did to Emmanuel Lutheran.
Hey, should be good.
And meanwhile, strike one to Groshek. So Groshek 0-1, hitting from that left side. Little shorter jaunt to first base. The third baseman in for the Cards, Bauer at third. Off-speed pitch, high ball, shallow left field, coming in Olsen, and it's going to go foul territory.
I feel like she might have lost that in the sun a little bit. She kind of hesitated and looked like she looked a little lost there for a moment.
Both base runners have reached via walk. Itzen at second and Savageau at first. Sandwiched in between a strikeout of Stremkowski, the fourth on the day for McEthren, and right now 0-2 to the number 8 hitter, Groshek. McEthren to Groshek, the 0-2 pitch. Ball fouled off first base side. It stays 0-2. 8-5 Cardinals, bottom half of the fifth. Chippewa 8 outs away from a victory, but still that's a ton of outs to get.
So it's not a relaxing game.
No, no. It's a stressful game. And the pitch from McEthren, missing just low and outside. 1-2. Let me just do this for a second. Just helping you out there. All right. 1-2. McEthren to Groshek with Jordan Roth, the number 9 hitter, on deck. Groshek, the center fielder, the pitch. High pop-up. Giving chase. Coming in, Veja Olsen from left field. She's going to make the catch just before the infield dirt ends. So a fly out to left. So two out now. And brings up Jordan Roth. Again, the Cards have showed a bend, but no break. I mean, these last couple of innings, you know, in terms of the defense.
Well, and offensively, Spash is going to continue to battle. That was actually a really nice at-bat. And came out, you know, obviously flying out to left field, but it was a solid at-bat.
Right. So two are down now, and that brings up the number 9 hitter, Roth, who's 1-for-2 on the day at a line. There's a base hit to right field. And a shot. Home plate gets by the catcher, and now they're going to try to tie it. And the throw over to third, and the runner gets there. So some miscues for the Cardinals defense.
It was an error to start it off.
So explain, because I was screened out initially.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it was kind of hard to see. It looked like the ball was hit to second base, to
Burrow.
And it scooted under her glove.
Right, so that made it allowed the instead of the put out potentially 4-3, you get the ball into the outfield, and then throwing it in, it goes by the catcher.
Correct.
And so because of the error on 4, we had some other throwing issue, and so 8-7 now, and Stevens Point with a tying run at third.
And again, with two outs, runners are going. So that, you know, that's an advantage of playing with those two outs, and things happen.
So an 8-7 game, and they're runner charging and trying to get caught in a rundown, and they throw it and safe. And Tom Droner trying to indicate safe even before the umpire there at third, and diving her way back is Jordan Roth. So what's the thinking there in trying to kind of coax? There's nobody else, and so
I'm not real sure. I don't think that was something Droner was encouraging his runner to do. I think she got off a little further than anticipated, and then you know, I guess the good thing is we ran her back to third base.
Right. But it would have been nice to get her out if you could
it
get out of this. But
8-7
game, and the tying run at third for Stevens Point. 0-1 pitch, solid shot, base hit between first and second, ties the game at 8. So again, a infield error for the Cardinals, and a throwing miscue leads to an 8-7 game. And then there's a solid single for the top of the order, Kleismith. And again, Kleismith 2-for-4 in the day, and you pretty much take that probably if you're Chippewa, because you know what a good hitter Kleismith is.
Right.
But it's 8-8, so every time the Cardinals have been able to stretch a good-sized 5-run lead, Stevens Point catches up. 8-5, they catch up. And now Micah Keller, the second baseman, who's popped out and singled twice, her last two trips against McEthren. Squaring the bunt, the ball comes away from the catcher, Baker, and stolen base for Kleismith. And she's at second in scoring position in a tie game here, bottom of the fifth.
Left-handed batter, plus a little bobble on the transfer to not allow for a throw down to second. So, and a stolen second baseman.
The home plate umpire making sure everything's set. Has no balls and one strike with two out to Micah Keller, the left-handed hitting second baseman for Point. Point has never led. They've trailed 5-0, 5-3, tied it at 5-5, trailed 8-5, and now tied it at 8. Zabal fouled off. 0-2. 0-2 to Keller. Like to get out of it here. Enough damage done. Boy, you go back and, you know, almost could have got out of this at 8-5, you know?
Yep.
Not meant to be, I guess. 8-8. McKeithrin sets the pitch. Little check swing right to third base, caught by Bauer, but not before Stevens Point scores three more to tie it. And after five from Plover, our score, Stevens Point and Chahai tied it in this girls' Division I sectional semifinal on WOGL Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Mark Halverson, Tammy Sloviak back at the Wyack Sports Complex in Plover, just outside Stevens Point. It's 8-8 in this girls' Division I sectional semifinal softball game. The winner of this beats the winner of Superior and DC Evers playing in Superior today. And Tammy, I'm the kid of the 70s, so I'm before they had the... mixed martial arts, and you know, so Muhammad Ali and the heavyweights and the 15 rounders, and this is what this feels like in terms of girls high school softball, two heavyweights.
I agree. This could be a matchup anywhere.
And there's a solid shot from the Cardinals. I lost it. Second base.
Right. It went just over second base, but the right fielder ranged and was able to make the catch.
All right. So coming in to make the grab there is Jordan Roth for out number one. And a lot of action for Roth today. And they've gone back and forth on pitchers and back to Delilah Abundis, who started at first, pitched three innings, and has come back in. And there's an off-speed pitch missing to Madison Baker. So the Cards with the 2, 3, and 4 hitters here. Steinmetz flying out to right. And brings up Baker. Baker has two singles and an RBI in three trips. She's flown out to center last time. Up the elevator shaft, right up the middle. Shortstop ranges over and gets it in front of second base for the out. Caitlin Kleismith for out number two. Infield pop-up. So two are down, and it brings up Madison Bauer. Cards have kind of functioned like this today, Tammy, where they had the big five runs and then kind of went quiet for a couple of innings. Then they had the big three runs, and now going 1-2 here in the sixth.
You're right. And again, we know with two outs, things can happen, but it does have that vibe where there's they kind of grind it out for an inning, and then they come back explosive the next.
Madison Bauer, off-speed pitch, misses 1-0 to her. Bauer, the big home run power, the two-run homer in the first against New Richmond last Thursday to stake the Cards to a lead. They did not surrender. She's 2-for-3 with an RBI today. Madison Bauer, the third baseman. A great defensive play earlier, and she looks at strike one, 1-1. Yeah, the runner at third, and there was one out a couple innings ago, and solid shot, and she just snagged it, and you thought it would have been a double there in the corner.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch, off speed, upstairs, missing 2-1 from Delilah Abundis. Started at first base, then switched spots with Marin Savageau, 1 2/3 in, and then switched spots again when Savageau couldn't get anybody out. She came back to finish up. Solid shot up the middle, and it's gloved over at second base, and they make the play. And the Cards go 1-2-3 in their half of the sixth inning. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Tied at 8 from Plover, Chahai and Stevens Point girls. Softball battle on WOGL Sports.
This is definitely a...
built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Back in Clover at the Wyack Sports Complex, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slobiak as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's been a battle royale in this 8-8 Division I sectional semifinal. And Tammy, would love to say both of the teams can go on to Thursday, but only one will.
Yeah, a battle like this is really, it is one of those things where it's like, boy, you know, could this be a state-level game? Which, of course, we know it is because both teams have been there, and they're always in contention to be headed to the state tournament. So, no surprises.
Quick question for you. 2 years you were the manager, 06 and 07. Was the quarterfinal win at state back then, eight teams went to state in Division I, was the quarterfinal win over Stevens Point, I guess, as sweet as any win you had as a coach, or I guess winning the semifinal game had to be pretty sweet, too?
You know, the quarterfinal was big, really because of, again, the reputation between the two teams.
Yeah.
The semifinal game was actually a more relaxed game.
Yeah.
Just the way things fell.
As we get the leadoff hitter, looks at ball one, it's Paczynski, Abundes, and Itzen, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters here in this 8-8 contest. And Paczynski, riser that time, 2-0. So McEthren did have some control issues last inning when she walked the first and third hitter. Don't want to do that now. Tied game at 8. Last inning it was 8-5. Now it's 8-8.
Lincoln. Right. Obviously you want to limit base runners because Stevens
right.
Point.
And there's the pitch, and that one called strike one. 2-1.
They've scored in 3 different innings, so
that's right. 3 in the second, 2 in the third, and of course 3 in the fifth. They've been good at answering. There's a pop up on the infield, kind of slicing away. Sandborn coming over, and she can't get it. It's a hit. It's fair, and it's around into second for a double, and retrieved out there, and then they get it in, and thankfully back up by Beja Olsen. And the Cards have kind of thrown it around here a little bit today. It's now a runner at second in scoring position, Paczynski, but that was just a fair and square double for her.
It really was. That again, kind of no man's land. That was a lot of ground for Sandborn to cover. And even though it was a higher hit, that's a tough catch.
And so Dom Droner coming over. He's at third, and they're coming to talk it over with the hitter now, Abundes. And she has 2 hits on the day and flown out to left. So what do you think they might be conferring?
You know, they could potentially be talking about laying down a bunt to advance a runner over.
It's the bottom half of the sixth inning. But he'd love to get that runner to third. So, a wild pitch, a pass ball.
Right.
I mean, another bunt. I mean, anything can score. Although certainly Abundes is capable of just singling a run in as well.
Yeah, I don't necessarily. I mean, they know that she can hit. You know, to bunt your four hitter, is not real common.
Right.
If you're having a hard time scoring, which they're really not. I mean, they scored 8 runs.
Right. 8-8 game here, bottom of the sixth. Nobody out. Leadoff double for Paczynski for Stevens Point, the third baseman. First hit of the day for bunt attempt.
She did square.
She kind of didn't look the most confident bunter, though.
No, she didn't. I'm guessing she doesn't do it much.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, she's so we'll see. That's kind of the idea, as Tom Droner kind of advising her again from the third base coach's box. 0-1 now to the cleanup hitter, Abundes. Runner at second, Paczynski, and nobody out. 8-8 game. The pitch from McEthren. Low ball, grounded short. Going to hold the runner, throw over to first. In time for the out. They're going to throw it across the diamond. Then the tag, and she's out!
Great defense.
Oh, baby! Oh, the Cardinals pull it off. They pull it off, the out at first, and then across the diamond from the freshman Shepherd to Bauer, the double play.
That was a beautiful defensive play. You know, the Cards have been throwing the ball around a tiny bit, just in that it just wasn't real pretty for a little while there. So for them to get the momentum on defense like that is really big, and you can see and feel their excitement.
Oh, that was spectacular. The 6-3-5 double play. And that was huge. And that could be the kind of thing that propels you to finish the inning and come back and get something in the seventh.
Absolutely. Could be a turning point.
All right. Two outs now. And just like that, wow, what a turn from a runner in scoring position and no out to a ground ball to the shortstop, Johnston, who is able to get it, the hard-hit grounder, make the play at first, and then Shepherd, you got the freshman, she's got a candidate over, again, in the day where the Cards throws a number of them have been off the mark, that one wasn't.
Nope, she's super confident with her throw over there. Maddie, yeah. Bauer was all ready for it. Really a great teamwork there all the way around.
8-8 game. Two outs, bottom of the sixth, and the count now 3-0 to Itzen, the left fielder. She has struck out, flown out, and walked. Oh, and that one hit her in the foot. And so so a little bit of control issues here for McKeithrin as hit by pitch. And it just hit her in the foot. I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah, they're going to have her walk around a little bit. Yeah, two outs, anything can happen. With the runner on.
After the brilliant double play from Johnston to Shepherd to Bauer to get the runner going from second on that ground ball throwout, but now hit by pitch, Itzen with two outs, and it brings up Henna Stremkowski, and the designated player has walked, flown out, and struck out. So she's officially 0 for 2 on the day. And the pitch. High pop up into the net. 0-1. Boy, that double play is going to just stand so big here.
It is.
I mean, that was just an extraordinary play. And again, you had to not only get it there, but get it there in time. And Shepherd, just a freshman, doing it.
Yep, didn't hesitate at all. Nice, solid throw.
1-1. Yeah, and then, boy, that was a sweet to see the umpire signal out. I mean, you've got to do that and then make the tag. When we've seen a couple of times today where the ball's been there at least close and the tag has not been correctly or properly carried out. So
Shepherd has good zip on her throw, and to get it over to Bauer in plenty of time.
Shepherd could be a third baseman too, I'm thinking, right?
True.
Based on that arm.
Right.
Yeah. And this one is fouled off. And it's down the third baseline, and so the count stays at 1-2 to Stremkowski. She's walked, flown out to left, and struck out. She was the fourth strikeout victim of McKeithrin. McKeithrin loved to make her number 5 on the day. Bottom of the sixth, 1-2, tied at 8. Chippewa Falls and Stevens Point, the pitch. Ball upstairs, misses 2-2.
It's a good place for that pitch. Yep. Trying to get her to chase a little bit. She's in control, still ahead with the pitch count.
McKeithrin, too, the number 6 hitter in the order. Stremkowski for Stevens Point. The 2-2 pitch, here it is. Off speed, fouled off. 2-2 again. Runner at first, Itzen, the left fielder. The Cardinals do up in the top of the seventh with Felstead, Olson, and Shepherd, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. The pitch. Outfield, fly ball, and it's going to be shallow outfield and caught by the shortstop, Johnston. So Stevens Point threatens with a leadoff double, but the brilliant double play by the Cardinals, best defensive play of the game for them, pushes a tie into the seventh from Plover. Chi High and Stevens Point in Girls Division I Sectional Final Softball on WOGO Sports.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald's Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life.
Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with Natural Health Conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it altogether? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Cardinals in the top of the seventh inning, the designated player, number 9, Cameron
Felsted.
Hey, let's go, you.
So, back on WOGO Sports, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slobiak. As for the Cardinals in the top of the seventh, it's Felsted and Olsen and Shepard, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. Again, Felsted has struck out, flown out to right, and doubled. 1 for 3 on the day, had that sweet double last time and scored in the fifth inning. The pitch, pop up into the net, and 0-1 to Felsted. Chippewa Falls winning, McDonald winning over Athens today, 10-0. Same thing they did to Emmanuel Lutheran. Congratulations to them. They move on to the sectional final on Thursday, and Chahai hopes to join them in sectional final action. Speaking to the strength of softball in Chippewa Falls. And there's the called strike 2 to Felsted, the designated player batting in place of McKeithrin, the pitcher today in that five spot.
Nice, relax.
0-2 to Cameron now. With the backup pitcher, Abundez in there. And this one, pop up on the infield, foul territory, and it's caught by Savageau, the first baseman for out number one. So pop up in foul territory for one out, and it brings up Beja Olsen. The left fielder, Olsen, grounded out to second, flew out to right, and walked in her three trips. So officially 0 for 2 in the walk. Eight game. Chippewa was out in front 5-0 at the top of the second. They set 7 straight singles. Yes, that led to 5, all with 2 outs. And then Stevens Point answering with 3 runs and 2 runs to make it 5-5. The Cards got 3 runs later.
Come on, Bays, you got it.
In the fifth inning, and Stevens Point answered in the bottom of the fifth. So 8 apiece between these two powerhouses. And one of them goes on to face either the one seed Stevens Point or DC Everest on Thursday in Marshfield. Beja Olsen looks at strike 1, 0-1 to Olsen. Walked last time, so she's got a good eye. On deck is Lauren Shepard, the first baseman. And there's a ground ball, shortstop, multiple hop grounder throw to first in time. Good job by Kleismith to get the second out. Score it 6-3. And the last hope in regulation for the Cardinals, Lauren Shepard. She has singled her first trip, flown out to right, and hit into a fielder's choice.
Shepard has it in her to be somebody that sparks something, regardless of how many outs there are. So we'll see what happens here.
Great defensive play with a throw across the third on the double play. Pitch to Shepard in a high foul ball, first base side, out of play, 0-1. If she should reach, Michael Burrow up for the Cardinals. Stevens Point waiting in the bottom of the seventh, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. So against most teams, you'd like to see that.
Right.
Savageau, who's doubled, Groshek, and Roth. And certainly these two could go extra innings. Off speed misses, 1-1 to Shepard. So Abundis is the, she stepped in today, and she herself is a junior. So junior pitching, and there's a called strike to Shepard. So 1-2 to Lauren Shepard now. Cardinals hard hitting first baseman. 8-8 game, 2 out for Chippewa. Abundis with the 1-2 count. Ball upstairs, riser misses, 2-2. People like to go to that riser and kind of fool, right?
So. Yeah, they do. I think that, you know, when you get 2 strikes on you, it's easy for hitters to get a little uptight and then chase those high ones.
Here we go. And a solid shot by the glove by the shortstop. Long throw. Not going to make it in time. Infield single for Shepherd. Her second single of the day. So Lauren, again, always making good contact, or so often she does, and the card's still alive with two outs.
Yeah, actually pretty impressive play by the shortstop there. Took it backhanded. It wasn't a super close play at first, but it was. She turned and got it over there close enough.
You're right. I mean, just gloving it deep in the hole between third and short, and then even to make an attempt there.
Right.
Maybe even a little bit dangerous, really, because
right.
I think the runner had it beat. So Burrow now with one on. And there's strike one to Burrow. So she's taking a look at it.
I mentioned that Cam Felstead was one of the 4.0 students. The team has a GPA of 3.6, Michael Burrow being one of the other 4.0 students on the team.
Fantastic. There's a solid shot right to the second baseman. Burrow lines it out to her counterpart, Micah Keller. And the top of the seventh comes to an end for the Cardinals. When we come back at Stevens Point, the bottom of the order, will we go extra innings? We'll find out. We hope we do on WOGO Sports.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Leading off in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Panthers, the first baseman, number 44.
All right, so it's the bottom of the order for Stevens Point, trailing your Chippewa Falls, tied with your Chippewa Falls. I wish it was trailing, but they're tied at 8 apiece. They have trailed 5-0, 5-3, tied it at 5. The Cards got an 8-5 lead, and Stevens Point answered back. Hard to believe Stevens Point has never led, Tammy Slovian.
It sure is. I mean, I'm just looking at, with Savage up to beat to bat here, she's scored twice. And she walked to get on and had a double. So we would like to see her not get on the base path right now.
That's for sure. Against Lakin McKeithren, who's gone the distance while Stevens Point has traded off some pitchers. And count goes to 1-1 to Savageau. And struck out, doubled, and walked in three trips. So officially 1-for-2. Showed some power, though, on that double for sure. 8-8 game. One run wins it for Stevens Point. This one, a little number, and it goes to the second baseman. Burrow takes it herself for the out.
It's a good decision to not flip that over to the first baseman and just take it herself. That was a smart move. And yep. Get that first out. Relax and play some defense.
Four unassisted for Burrow. The Cards two outs away from forcing extra innings. Morgan Groshek, the center fielder. She has a couple of singles and a pop out to left. 8-8 game, bottom half of the seventh. The left-handed hitting, Groshek. Ball misses low, 1-0. Low it outside that time to the center fielder. Singled her first trips, but McKeithren got her last time. The 1-0 pitch, ball misses outside, 2-0. She's had some control issues here in the late going. Walked 2 in the fifth. And got bailed out in a spectacular defensive play, a double play in the sixth, which we'll for sure talk about should the Cards win the game. There's a ball missing, and it's 2-1. Or was that actually the first strike?
That was the first
strike. Yeah, first strike. Gotcha. 2-1.
Real close.
Yeah. McKeithren now, 2-1, still behind in the count. The pitch. A little grounder towards second. Burrow is popular. Toss over to first for the second out. So two Outs to Michael Burrow, the second baseman.
Good job playing that bounce.
Yep, and it brings up Jordan Roth, the right fielder. She singled, lined out to the pitcher, and reached on an error on Burrow. Hitting also from the left side. Stevens Point with a number of hitters from the left side of the plate.
So she's a little bit closer to first, as you said, plus she's fast.
And there's a bunch of attempts. She's going to try to, and it's going to be gloved over there in time. The throw, not in time. Oh, boy.
Awfully close.
It sure was. Jordan Roth legs it out just barely as maybe Madison Bauer coming over, and maybe it took the time to get it in her glove before she threw it. That might have been the split-second difference there, but she bunts for a single.
The bunt died pretty good, so she, you know, Bauer had a ways to go, but it was definitely a bang-bang play at first.
The winning run at first, and it brings up Caitlin Kleismith, a dangerous hitter at the top of the order, the shortstop for Stevens Point. She's 2-for-4 on the day.
Two singles and a double.
Okay, I had her down for two singles, a flyout to right, and there's a stolen base attempt, and they're going to get in there safely. You had her as a double?
I had it as a double.
I had a single and an RBI in the second, and then a single and an RBI in the fifth. But
oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
I had it marked on the wrong hand.
All right. Well, 2-for-4 on the day, and Coach Droner making sure that his runner at second, Roth, is clear on things. She is. She is the winning run in this sectional semifinal softball game. But get the batter and you're good. But that's a tough out. Kleismith, an 0-1 count, hitting from the left side. And we've got timeout as Madison.
They're going to intentionally walk her.
Yep.
To get forces everywhere.
All right.
First, second, third.
Intentional walk.
Not a bad move.
No.
With her, the way she's been hitting the ball. Keller.
She singled twice in four trips. Popped out to short and lined out to third. So again, it's a dangerous lineup. They've had a lot of hits.
Right.
Two are out, 8-8 game. Keller, the number two hitter.
They got a fast runner on second base, and that's what they're counting on.
Yeah. And the first pitch, strike one. Yeah, the speedy number nine, Jordan Roth, hoping to get something that can score her, some kind of single and get her in. McKeithren, the bottom half of the seventh with two outs. She's gone the distance for the Cards. The pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and that was called a ball. Apparently it was just outside. Yeah, it was right in part of the strike zone, very hittable, but just barely outside. 1-1 the count to Keller. 2-for-4 on the day. He's had a battle with McKeithren, hitting from the left side, as so many Stevens Point players are. Wild pitch over the head of the batter. She ducked the bases. They go to second and third. So two runners in scoring position. They only need the runner at third as the count goes to 2-1. You don't necessarily want to get to the three hitter, even though you've got 1-for-4 on the day against Paczynski,
right.
But she doubled last time. It's 2-1 now. Again, McKeithren. And
they're going to intentionally walk her.
Okay, they're intentionally walking her. So force outs everywhere. And that does bring up the three hitter. Well, what are your thoughts there?
You know, it doesn't really...
get the force out, right?
Yep, and really the runner on third is what matters.
Right.
So if the ball is put in play, really what they're looking at is probably who the force out everywhere now. And
trying to get Paczynski out first and foremost, but if there's any kind of ground ball or playable ball, you've got to force out at any base or at home. 8-8 game. A lot of drama. The pitch, McKeithren, low and inside, misses 1-0. A walk wins the game for Stevens Point.
And that was close to I almost thought that was going to hit her.
Yeah, that would win the game for Stevens Point.
Yes, it would.
And Coach Tom Droner calls a timeout. We'll keep it here. 8-8, bases loaded. As the Cards looking to get out of this jam. They got on a couple of jams earlier. Remember, one out and a runner at third. They got out of that jam back in the fifth, I want to say. And they got a brilliant double play in that was the fourth inning. Then they gave up three runs in the fifth. In the sixth, a brilliant double play, which we'll recap later in the postgame, on a ground ball to short, to first, to third, to get the runner going from second. But now 1-0 to Riley Pachinski, the third baseman. She's singled in four, doubled in four trips. Her last trip. The pitch from McKeithren. Ground ball, foul, third baseline, 1-1.
I don't know, what's your heart doing? Because mine's racing.
You're on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Triple Falls. You know, this is the joy of sports, right?
Right.
We're right on the edge of the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. So, and potential end of a season. So, yeah, racing for sure. 1-1 pitch. Pachinski, ground ball, third baseline, foul again, but 1-2. So McKeithren out in front here. And, boy, wouldn't this be a great time for a fifth strikeout?
It would. It would.
Don't even allow the ball to go into play. That would be nice.
It's will her to do that.
And Pachinski has struck out back in the first inning, which seems like a long time ago. 1-2. The pitch from McKeithren. Here it is. Looper, and it's over the head, and Stephen Poy wins it. Over the head of the shortstop, a single for Pachinski, and Stephen Poy wins it 9-8. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Triple Falls. Back to the postgame in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
A battle between two Division I girls softball high school heavyweights as Chippewa Falls comes up on the short end 9-8 in the sectional semifinal. Mark Halverson and Tammy Sloviak back with the WOGO Cardinal postgame show. And Tammy, the Cardinals out with 5 runs, 7 straight singles in the top of the second inning that led to a 5-0 lead. But Stevens Point answered with 3 in the bottom of the second and 2 more in the bottom of the third, tying the game at 5. Then nobody scored in the fourth inning, though Stevens Point did threaten with a runner at third and only one out. The Cardinals able to get a great defensive play by the third baseman, Madison Bauer. And then a catch in left field by Beja Olson to keep it tied at 5. And then in the fifth, the Cardinals responded themselves with 3 more runs, only to be answered by Point, helped somewhat by a Chahai error or two to make it 8-8. And then Stevens Point, their only lead of the game, coming with a 1-2 count then in the bottom of the seventh, 2 outs and the bases loaded. But Riley Pachinski, the third baseman, hit a looper, and it was just high enough. We both didn't know if McKenna Johnson had a chance, but it was over her head into the outfield, and Stevens Point wins it.
Right, there was no chance she was going to get that. Off the bat, it was hard to tell.
Right.
But again, kind of like another hit we had seen, it was right at the edge of the grass, or just past the grass there, and there, you just can't, I mean, it was right over our shortstop, but she just, there was no way that she was going to be jump and get something like that.
But because of, again, the guys, the guards had highs and lows defensively, I mean, some miscues. But also a brilliant catch by Bauer at third there in the fourth inning to get the second out off of actually Pachinski. And then Abundez, the pitcher, flew out. But then in the sixth inning, with the leadoff double by, again, Pachinski. Her name just keeps coming up. And then you got Abundez hit it to the shortstop, Johnston. McKenna able to make the play at first, and then the first baseman. And she's got three more years of eligibility. Lauren Shepard guns it across the diamond with the runner, Pachinski, going and able to get the ball there in time for the tag out from Bauer. And that 6-3-5 double play went from a runner at second and no outs to nobody on base and two outs. And then the Cardinals, but they couldn't get a run across in the seventh.
Nope, they just couldn't get the offense to connect again after, you know, in that seventh inning. And, you know, the defensive highlights were high. I mean, they were good and very exciting. But things have to string together just right. And, you know, I have somebody that gives me a hard time because I always say, well, that's baseball or that's softball.
Right.
And it is. Things have to go. They have to connect.
Well, we've got some of our highlights here in the Cardinal postgame show that come primarily the first three highlights from that second inning. Imagine, you know, again, a scoreless game. You're at Stevens Point, and you get seven singles in a row. And we'll give you an idea of how they unfolded some as we give it a listen here on WDOGO. One ball and two strikes to the number nine hitter, Sanborn. The pitch. Smack up the middle, base hit. The runner's going to third and head for home. Here comes Shepard at the plate, and she scores, and the Cards lead 1-0. And there was the first run on the board for the Cardinals, but they were far from done there in the top of the second. Run around in third, heading for home, and she's in, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. Okay. Well, that highlight was short, but yeah, there you go. And I can tell you from looking at the lineup here for the Cardinals in terms of after Sanborn took care of business back in the second inning for Chippewa Falls that the next hit, Sanborn had the RBI, and then also McKenna Johnston had the next one that made it 2-0 as the Cardinals singles machine just kept going, leading us to yet another here. The pitch from Savage. Smack up the middle. There's another base hit to center field. Groshek's going to throw it in. There's going to be a play at the plate. Sliding. She beat the tag. Oh, my. And so just like that, the Cardinals had a 3-0 lead as Paige Steinmetz had the fifth consecutive single and the third run produced. Tammy, it was just first and second and single, and it just kept happening over and over. I referred to it as Groundhog Day softball version. And eventually the Cardinals did see that wrap up as they got some more RBIs. Madison Baker and Madison Bauer each made it number 6 and 7 with singles and RBIs until finally Cameron Felstead wrapped it up. But they got 5 runs to the 5-0 lead. But Stevens Point responding. As you said almost right away, listen, Stevens Point is Stevens Point, and they're not going to be. They're going to fight to the end.
They're a gritty team, and you know both Chi High and Stevens Point have the tradition of knowing this game so well that again, I referred to it in the last game. There's no clock, and so you play until the last out because anything can happen.
Right, and so for the Cardinals, it was much later that we'll fast forward to one other highlight. That in a 5-5 game, as Chippewa looking to respond later, as they did explode for 3 more later in the contest in the fifth inning. Here. Hitting from the left side, and this is a little looper into the outfield. Base hit for Sanborn. 1 run, make it 2 runs. The Cardinals lead it 8-5. So after Chippewa had scored to make it 6-5, they get a couple more. Seeming, hoping it was insurance, but against Stevens Point, you needed more than that, as ultimately they tie it up in the bottom half of that particular frame, the fifth. Stevens Point did, and they go on to the victory, 9-8. But for the Cardinals, with this loss, finishing 21-6 in the season, and Stevens Point with a win going to 18-10, they move on to Thursday in Marshfield against the winner of Superior and DC Everest, and again, Superior, the one seed, that's the team that knocked out Chippewa a year ago. But we want to recognize some of these seniors. And We may or may not be joined at the postgame. The Cards have wrapped up their confab in left field, and so we'll see if, you know, Chelsea Sikora had joined us earlier. But in the meantime, maybe we could try to say what we can about some of these seniors, and there are eight of them on this Chi High squad.
Yeah, I'm going to go through their names first, and then we'll
make it seven. I've got seven I'm seeing on here. So. Make it eight. Yeah. Okay.
So
it says nine amazing seniors. Mentioned there was one other.
Maya Gadel has been with the program the entire time, and this year took on the role of the manager. And then Rachel Jacobson, Addie Fournette, Harper Reisinger, Piper Kukuk, Cam Felstead, Beja Olson, Maddie Bauer, and Maddie Baker are all the seniors that have been part of this program for 4 years in some capacity.
Right. And so, again, great appreciation to them. And in terms of the cupboard's never bare when it comes to Chi High girls softball, right?
It is not. You know, we take a look at the returning players. We have strength at every grade level. And, again, you know, even on the notes that I have, which came from the coaches, tradition never graduates. And that's just kind of their mantra and has been. And, you know, they love the game and they play it very well.
I've heard some really good things about some of the eighth graders even coming up that'll be potential varsity players next year. And so we've seen in terms of the Cardinal first baseman Shepherd, what a first baseman can be a difference maker. Even as you and I talked, Michaela Hogan was a freshman and sophomore her first 2 years, in the 2 years you coached this program as the head coach. And boy, what a... And I didn't know anybody could follow up Chelsea Rosen now as a catcher, but Michaela was about as good as you could have as a follower.
She was an outstanding player from her freshman year on, and continued to grow as a leader as well as a player, and went and played at the collegiate level and held her own quite well there, led there as well. The grade really doesn't show sometimes you see young players and you can see their youth showing. I would challenge somebody to identify who our freshmen are on the team.
I think so. So, again, and our condolences to Michaela and her family. She's done some high school color analysis on hockey with Greg Stewards on some of the girls' game. Even stepped in and did some play-by-play, I think, this season. And so the passing of her mom this week, and so our condolences.
Yes, thank you. Shannon passed away on Saturday, and, you know, we would like to recognize the Hogan family and let them know that we're thinking about them.
Well, they love baseball, and it's a softball field, but they're setting up here for T-ball. They're not wasting any time here. So, Stephen's point, always trying to get the edge, and they got a T-ball game. So we need to say so long. Tammy Slobiak, thank you so much for your great color analysis. You're great to work with, and hopefully Caleb Swenson is agreeable to letting us call Chi High girls softball when they reach the postseason next year.
That sounds fantastic. I'll see you next year.
Thank you so much. And thanks to Tammy, and thanks so much to Dawson Halverson back at the WDOGO studio, not only for manning the controls today, but for filling in for me tomorrow morning so I can sleep in, I guess, or go grab breakfast out or something. I don't know. But thank you to Dawson for that. And thank you so much to you and all of our advertisers. You'll hear them recognized on the way out. Chi High fought hard, had a 5-0 lead, an 8-5 lead, but it just wasn't meant to be here in Plover today as Stevens Point wins this girls' Division I sectional semifinal by a final of 9-8, moving on to the sectional final in D1 on Thursday. Congratulations to the Mac girls, though. Winners 10-0 over Athens, and we'll have coverage of their Division V sectional final on the radio as well as Max TV coming up on Thursday. Join Caleb Swenson and company for all the action here on WDOGO Sports. Again, we'll get a podcast of this game up tomorrow morning, a lot sooner than I did the podcast of Thursday's game, but that'll be up tomorrow morning at WDOGO.com. Again, our thanks to you for listening and to all of our advertisers. Again, the final score from Plover, Stevens Point wins it over the Chi High girls, 9-8. Thanks so much for listening. Good night. WOGO.
Thanks for listening to Chi High Softball on WOGO. Coverage of this game has been brought to you by Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Stelter Incorporated, Royal Credit Union, Quality Propane and Quality Fuels, Prevea Health, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, by Northwestern Bank, Lakeland University, Hy-Vee, Grace Home Respiratory, the Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Banner, and by Cook Chiropractic Center. Thanks for listening to Chi High Softball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports